High school football is on the air. The KHAS Radio High School Pregame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For all of your remodeling needs, contact Bill at 402-469-8551 or visit the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings.
And good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHS. Got the quarterfinals in Class C2. Hastings Saints SA getting set to take on undefeated Battle Creek here tonight. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings Saints SA head coach Carl Tesmer. And coach, two wins in the playoffs now. And boy, your defense has really come to the occasion. Therese Central and Hershey, two outstanding defensive performances for you guys.
Well, they really were, Mike. You know, and last week we punted the ball 8 times on offense. So that tells you just how well we did play on defense. And you know, we didn't get a whole lot going. We got some yardage and got a couple big plays, but for the most part, we spent a lot of that game punting the football, and so you know, they had their possessions too. But we really played well. I mean, we limited them. I don't know if they had 200 yards in offense, and they've got a nice team. They got a nice football team. They're a very good football team, and so we were proud of our effort.
199 yards is what Hershey had last week. You guys forced 3 turnovers, and all those turnovers are huge.
Well, you know, they didn't want to throw the ball. You're right. And we got a pick or two picks and a fumble recovery, which helped us a lot. And then we had our own little, you know, we had a couple of bad turnovers too. But just we played well against the run. You know, they like to run, and they had a nice running team and a good size up front. And we were just able to play really well, and we were shorthanded. You know, we didn't have Mike Wall in there so that it kind of hurts us. And then Herman, you know, hasn't played for 2 games. And so overall, the people that filled in there, Grant Schmidt and you know, Zexer up front, and Sam Young played a lot up there. And then if he has to, Mangers can play up there. So we got something done up front, and I thought our ends played well again. We've been playing very, very well. We're not very big, Mike. When I say not very big, we're not small, but we're not big. We're not 165, but we're not 220, you know. So we're just kids up there that around that 190, 200 pound mark that just get down low and play tough.
What has been the key on defense in the past couple of weeks, especially since the playoffs have gotten underway?
Well, I think it's just our overall approach. We just approached the year with the idea that we didn't have those 240-pounders, you know, the Zach Stirrups and the Consbrooks and the people that have played for us in the past that have had great size up front. And so we've stunted a lot. We're doing a lot of slanting, and we bring our backers a little bit, but our front four are moving quite a bit. And if, as long as you're moving in the right direction and getting there in a hurry, it can be a very effective defense.
Now, offensively, maybe a different tune here. You guys had 16 points against the Therese Central and had to scratch out a 13-6 win over Hershey last week. What's going on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, we'd like to be a little bit better there. There's no doubt about it. I know with the Thayer Central game, it came down to 6 turnovers. But last week, the yards were tough to come by. You know, we didn't run a lot of negative plays, which was nice. But their size up front just made it very, very difficult for us. And so we got a big break on a little trap play, and Wilnard's got great speed, and he turned it back and made a long run on it. And then we got another break on a long pass play that Cannon Howell threw to Jake Cato, and he had to come back and get it. So those are the big plays. But overall, we certainly would like to be a little bit more productive with our offense and hold on to the ball a little bit more. You punt 8 times against a really, really good football team, and you're lucky if you've got 100 total yards for the night. So we'd like to be able to run a little bit more. Maybe it's my play calling, huh? You never know. But we need to get to crank it up just a little more on offense, Mike.
As you move through the playoffs, each and every defense just seems to be getting tougher and tougher and tougher. You're going to have to maybe grind out to games like we've had in the first 2 rounds.
Well, you never know. You know, we didn't get in black at all, much at all, the last 2 games. And maybe, you know, that's our grind out formation, and maybe we have to. I just decided that maybe that was going to be a little bit tougher to run out of that without a whole lot of size. You know, we got Wilnard up there at fullback, but, you know, Clark's been playing slot back for us and at about 150. And then Driscoll's just done an outstanding job of running tough, but he's 165 too. So, you know, we're not a real big solid bunch of runners as far as a group back there, so it makes it tough to get into that formation.
Okay, we'll come back. We got a big challenge tonight in Battle Creek. So you're listening to the Pepsi pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back with Hastings Saint Cecilia head coach Carl Tesmer. It's the Hawks and the Braves out of Battle Creek here tonight. A team coach that is undefeated on the season. They're 10-0, and obviously a great football team we'll see tonight.
Well, they're awfully good, Mike. There's no doubt about it. And they played good competition. And, you know, they've beaten some good people, but so have we. And I think they're just each week somebody does something a little bit different. And, you know, we're hoping that somehow we can stunt into a lot of the stuff that they're going to try to run off tackle. They don't appear to want to try to get outside, you know, and run a lot of sweep, but they've got a good power game up inside, and they lead up with a lot of backs. And then they'll pull a lineman either on the play side or offside up into that off tackle play. And then just try to grind it at you with a lot of, you know, just same plays that we run, you know, the crossbooks and the powers. And they just run it hard. And the field conditions now, you know, for them and us, it should be pretty good surface to run on. So it does favor a running game. But hopefully, you know, the team that can throw a little bit, too, can maybe get something going in that respect.
This is a team that's going to rely on their rushing attack. They average 314 yards per ball game, rushing about 69 yards passing. So they want to run the football, there's no doubt about it. And they got a huge offensive line to help them out there.
Well, they really do. And, you know, especially one side. I think as a pair, they're about 240 and 250 on one side as a pair. And so, you know, that makes it really tough. And they might flip-flop them a little bit. But on one side, that's extremely huge. And the only thing you can try to do is try to get underneath it a little bit and slant away from some of that, or at least try to slant away from it. But our kids aren't afraid to just splatter. You know, we've got a great splatter technique where we're just coming off the ball. And hopefully our quickness will try to offset some of that size.
Their leading ball carrier is Nate Gray. He's got 1,322 yards, 18 touchdowns so far this season. What have you seen out of their number one running back?
Well, you know, they run with the legs high and knees high, and they run for extra yards. That's a great back always is going to make yards after contact, and that's what they'll give you. So they don't go down easy, and so that's what makes him a good running back. And so, you know, you're going to have to wrap up and hold on and try to get enough people at the point of attack, and those kind of backs are the backs that you don't want to get a head start on either, because once they get through the line, you know, they've got a full steam going. They're a little bit tougher to bring down.
What will they show us on defense, Coach?
You know, we've been seeing a lot of 50 and 50 eagles and people with their ends outside. It just seems to be like that's kind of what we're seeing now. And even the people that haven't done much of that have come up with that scheme against us. And so it must be the word traveling around. And I think that's probably, you know, what they do anyway. So that makes it a little easier for them. And when you change your defense just to meet somebody else's offense, then it you know, sometimes creates problems. But they're used to playing that 50. And they'll be in a cover two or a cover three out of it. And you know, last week Hershey brought their safeties up really close. They were about 7-8 yards. And they were running kind of an invert scheme where the one would fill and the other would drop to the hole. But, you know, if nothing else, probably wish we would have probably run a little bit more play action pass against Hershey last week and fault myself a little bit for that, because I think there were some openings there. And the other thing is they came so hard that sometimes you don't always have enough time to throw.
Can we go just toe-to-toe with this team, or we're going to have to try to get something going offensively?
No, we've got to do some other things, Mike. You know, it's going to be tough to go toe-to-toe, at least not without a tremendous amount of adrenaline emotion. You know, sometimes you're in a situation where if you're ahead or the game's close and you can go toe-to-toe with people that aren't your size but are, you know, a little bit bigger. But, you know, it's difficult. You've got to have that adrenaline flowing. But it's not like we can't, but it's going to be tough. It'll be an interesting game, no doubt about it. I think we're going to have to score two or three times, Mike. I'm not trying to take anything away from our defense. I know we're going to play well, but I really think we're going to have to try and score two or three times to win this game.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
Carl Jasper, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Signing lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings St. Cecilia in Battle Creek today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the KHAS pregame show. Brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Proud supporter of area high school athletics and schools. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
A cold November's day is not the only thing that has us chilled to the bone. Before the day is over, 8 will become 4 as the road to Lincoln narrows.
Option left side. Poppin's got the pitch. Inside the 20, 15. Poppin piles through to the 5-yard line. Full head of steam. In for the touchdown. Giltner takes the lead.
It's the high school football playoffs. It's the quarterfinals. And it's on 1230 KHAS. Last week, the Bluehawks benefited from the big play.
Lone setback is Wilner to give it to him off the right side. Good running room. He's into the open. 45-50. The race is on. Inside the 20. 10. 5. Touchdown!
And a little bit of luck to get past Hershey.
Cannon Howe has got a man deep. He's going to go that way. Coming back to get it, though. Kadal, he's got it to 41. Inside the 20. Breaks a tackle. He'll take it to the end zone.
Up next, Battle Creek. It's a C2 showdown at Duncan Field. Mike Wills on the call.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Duncan Field in Hastings tonight for high school football action. We've got the Class C2 quarterfinals here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Braves out of Battle Creek. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 8 wins, 2 losses on the season. St. Cecilia with wins here in the state playoffs over Theron Central 16-0 and over Hershey 13-6. Battle Creek, they're coming in. A record of 10 wins, no losses on the season. The Braves have beaten Bayard in the state playoffs 61-14. And last week held on to beat the Sutton Mustangs by the score of 14-8. So, Jimmy, a good matchup here in the quarterfinals. The winner moves on next week. The loser is finished for the season. But a great matchup between two traditional powerhouses in the Class C football in St. Cecilia and Battle Creek.
Well, it really is. A couple of tradition-rich programs here. Several state championships and runners-up. You've got them listed up down there on your notepad on the heater, I might add. We'll get to that later on in the broadcast. But, yeah, a couple of teams that know how to win, that have been very comfortable in playoff situations, and this is a couple of teams that are just going to line up and smash it at each other, and whatever defense can come up with the stops is probably going to be the team to prevail. Battle Creek, a team that really likes to run the football, a couple dynamic backs in there for Battle Creek. They got a good quarterback in Beller. You look at the offensive line, a couple of big guys, 245, 250 on that right side as far as right guard, right tackle, so definitely bigger guys than what St. Cecilia is used to going up against here this season. And you look at on the side of St. Cecilia, they have done it all year long with Patrick Herman. We'll see if he's able to go full strength tonight. He was injured a couple of weeks ago when we did the game here at Duncan Field. But if he's not able to go, it'll be Wilnard, who had a big game last week. He's run for over 500 yards this season. And also Avery Driscoll will be in that backfield. But going to be an exciting game, going to be a great setting. We've got more charter buses out here in the parking lot than I think we've ever had for any playoff game. Battle Creek had a great contingency travel, and they continue to keep coming in on that far side. So a great crowd from Battle Creek. St. Cecilia fans, they tend to roll in late, but they'll be here, and this ought to be an exciting night of football.
Today's game time and temperature is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. It is just before 5:30 here tonight, and the game time temperature is going to be 36 degrees with winds out of the southwest at 12 miles per hour. It's time for you to upgrade to a more energy and cost-efficient Lennox heating and cooling system. Talk to Tom at Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings today to find out all the tax credits that you qualify for, and you'll replace your old system with a new energy and cost-efficient Lennox system. Find Precision Heating and Air Conditioning online at hastingsprecision.com or stop in Monday through Friday at 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. The ball game tonight, of course, here on 1230 KHS. We'd like to also welcome the folks that are tuned into us on News Talk WJAG 105.9 FM in Norfolk and also WJAG.com. Good to have you along here. A good battle between Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek. The winner moves on to the semifinals coming up next week. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Cannon Howell is your quarterback for Hastings St. Cecilia. He'll go with Avery Driscoll and Tyler Willard in the backfield. Your tight end for St. Cecilia will be Alex Sheehy. At the split ends, you'll see alternating Jake Cato and also Alex Tino. The slot back will be Gus Clark, and across the front for St. Cecilia in offense will be Dallas Kimenaugh at center. Trevor Ernst and Ty Magner at guards. Tommy O'Keefe and Lance Schmidt will be at tackle. For Battle Creek in offense tonight, it'll be Zach Beller at quarterback. You'll have Trev Bodie and also Derek Runner in the backfield. Jared Beller will be your wide receiver. At tight end, you'll see Jake Finkrell. At the wide receiver position will be Zach Kirby. And across the front for Battle Creek, you've got Tyler Pointer at center. Also, Louis DeJager is over there at right guard. Max Schnabel will be at left guard. At left tackle will be Colton Welke, and at right tackle is going to be Alex Tucker. St. Cecilia on defense tonight, the four down linemen, Lance Schmidt, Cody Zexter, Sam Young, and Trevor Ernst. The four linebackers will be Grant Schmidt, Tyler Willard, Gus Clark, and Alex Sheehy. In the defensive secondary, you've got Jake Cato, Avery Driscoll, and Zach Kitten. Finally, Battle Creek on defense tonight, three down linemen. They'll go with Trev Bodie, also Louis DeJager, and Gordon Ewan. The linebackers for Battle Creek will be Jake Finkrell, also Colton Welke, also Jordan Schwartz, and Matt Schnabel. The defensive secondary for Battle Creek, you've got Zach Beller, also Jared Beller, Derek Renner, and Zach Kirby. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're at Duncan Field here tonight as we get set for the semifinals in Class C2. The winner moves on to play again next week in Class C2 as they will take on the winner of the ball game just up the road tonight, going on between Donovan Trumbull and North Platte St. Pat's. That ball game will kick off at 6 o'clock, and we'll have scores throughout our broadcast here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Right now, we've got the singing of the national anthem as we get set for football action tonight on 1230 KHIS and also on News Talk WJAG 105.9 FM.
Thank you.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for football action here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek. You kind of mentioned the tradition here of both of these schools. Jimmy, St. Cecilia has won state championships in 2000, 2009, 2010. St. Cecilia runner-up in 1983 and in 1995. Battle Creek back in their day. Boy, this was a tough football team and a tough program. 1981, 1986, 1987, 1992. They won championships. They were the runner-up in 1988, 1991, 1994, and 1996. Obviously, both of these programs have been here before.
Well, they really do, and that's one thing. When you start looking down to playoff football, I don't care what class you're in, whether it's A, B, C1, C2, and on down, you look at the teams that are there, they usually have a pretty good history of being in the state playoffs. You start getting down to the quarterfinals, you start seeing, when you start the playoffs, you see some blowouts you tend to in that first game, but then as you progress through, it's the teams that have been there before, the teams that know how to win, the teams that have the tradition, and you get a lot of the alumni and stuff beating into the younger kids. They know how to win, and some of the coaches have still been stuck around from the past years. They know how to get the job done. This is going to be just an exciting game here tonight with Battle Creek coming in, beating Sutton last week and an undefeated record here tonight.
St. Cecilia and Battle Creek have played once before in the state playoffs. That was back in 2009 when St. Cecilia beat Battle Creek. I remember that night real well. It was cold, it was rainy, it was snowing. We played over at the college that night. St. Cecilia beat Battle Creek by a score of 49-12. I don't expect that many points to be scored here in this football game tonight. Both of these teams are very good defensively.
Well, they really are, and points are going to come at a premium, and you know, it's going to come down to the old adage, it's going to come down to who can make the least amount of mistakes, who can make the least amount of turnovers, and who can take advantage of those turnovers if they do get them and get points on the board. I think it's going to be a very, very low scoring game, a good defensive scoring game. If there's a lot of points, I'll be very, very shocked. But a couple of teams that don't throw the ball a whole lot, they just line up, and you got to stop the running attack, and both teams have a outstanding rushing attack. It'll be Avery Driscoll back deep for St. Cecilia. Battle Creek will kick, and we are underway.
Zach Beller is going to be into the football. End-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Driscoll at about the 15. Back quickly to the 20-yard line, to the 25, outside the numbers, to about the 30-31-yard line. That's where Hastings St. Cecilia will start here tonight. Hawks going to be dressed in their blue uniforms with their blue football helmets here this evening. It's going to be Battle Creek in their purple pants and their white tops with their gold football helmets. St. Cecilia working from our right to our left. It's going to be a chilly night here tonight. We'll start off at 36 degrees with winds out of the southwest at about 12 miles per hour. That temperature expected to plummet throughout the night here tonight. Cannon Howell is the quarterback for St. Cecilia. Driscoll goes in motion. There's a handoff straight up the pipe. Herman's going to get the call. Herman across the 35 onto the 40 to the 41-yard line. Now, Patrick Herman, he's into the ball game. He did not play last week, was not expected to play tonight. They were going to maybe test him in the ball game here tonight, but Patrick Herman's going to get the start, and he's off to a great start as he picks up 11 yards on the first play.
Yeah, just a play right off right side. Patrick Herman able to pick up 11 yards against his stingy Battle Creek defense, and the first down of the game, they'll bring the football out the 41-yard line, just underway here in Hastings.
St. Cecilia with a wide receiver split out to the left side, the backs of the I formation. Handoff there goes to the fullback, and he's going to pick up one, maybe 2 yards on the play as he brings the ball up to about the 43-yard line. That's Tyler Wilner, who had the big ball game last week. Louis DeJager is into the stop there for the Braves of Battle Creek. So it's second down and about 8 yards to go. So Tyler Willard and Patrick Herman now in the backfield for St. Cecilia. Herman has rushed for 926 yards so far this season on 147 carries. He's got one carry so far tonight for 11 yards. St. Cecilia looking at second down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is their own 42-yard line. Driscoll goes in motion. Handoff again to Herman. Herman's across the 45 to the 46 to the 47-yard line. So a pickup of about 4 yards in the play by Patrick Herman. Tackle is made in there by Colton Welke, a 5'9", 200-pound senior linebacker for Battle Creek. This might be a quick game, Jimmy. Both of these teams like to keep the ball on the ground. You're not going to get six or seven possessions in one half, I don't think.
Well, and I think the best defense is going to be both of these offense, keeping the opposing offense off the field, because they are both electric and they can strike in a hurry. But each possession going to be very, very important here this evening.
Here's Herman against the call. He's hitting the backfield and down he goes. Stacked up back here at the 45-yard line. Lewis DeJager comes in there and makes the stop. A big 6-foot, 245-pound junior stops Herman for a loss of 2 yards in the play. Battle Creek will hold on the first defensive possession here as St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away. The ball just across their own 45-yard line between the 45 and 46. So St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away here on their opening possession. And that's going to be Gonzalez, the punter here. Aaron Gonzalez for St. Cecilia. He averages 38.4 yards per kick. Gets it away. It bounces to the 25-yard line. And I think Battle Creek had somebody touch it down there. St. Cecilia falls on top of the football at the 24-yard line. And do the officials agree? No indication yet. I don't think so.
Yeah, they did. They indicated first down, St. Cecilia. That was number 3, Zach Kirby. I don't know what he was doing. He was running downfield because the deep back was Jared Beller. He was back there, but it was a low punt. And Kirby just come running in there, and I think it hit off his right shoulder pad. But that's a live ball. St. Cecilia gets the first big break. They take over inside the 25-yard line and at the 24.
And now St. Cecilia fumbles the football here as Cannon Howell fouls back on top of it at the 26. So a mistake on special teams there for Battle Creek. St. Cecilia's got tremendous field position here. And on their first snap on their second possession, Cannon Howell fumbles coming out from under center Dallas Kimenaugh, not able to get the ball to him. And Howell's got to fall back on top of it here at the 26-yard line. So a loss of about 2 yards in the play. Just underway. We're in the first quarter at Duncan Field tonight. 9:15 to play in the first quarter. No score between the Hawks and the Braves.
Well, and what a huge break. And quickly going to have a timeout, St. Cecilia. But again, I talked in the pregame show, turnovers could be a very important thing in this game and taking advantage and being able to get points after the turnover. The Hawks call a timeout here with 9:08.
Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We've got 9:08 to play first quarter. St. Cecilia nothing and Battle Creek nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school football tonight brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation of Hastings. Also, Tom Dinsdale out of Grand Island and Channel Seed in Hildreth. We're at Duncan Field at Hastings, the Class C 2 quarterfinals tonight. Second down and 12 yards to go. Here's Cannon Howell. He wants to throw, cranks up, throws it down the left sideline. Jump ball down there. It's going to be picked off at about the 1 yard line. Picked off there by Battle Creek. And back there for the Braves, that was I believe Derek Runner down there. Yeah, Derek Runner down there picking the ball off for Battle Creek. That was down inside the 1 yard line. So now the Braves going to be backed up here, backed up inside their own 1 yard line as Cannon Howell tries to throw a ball down the left sideline and a jump ball down here to Cato.
Yeah, play action pass looking downfield to Cato. And again, that ball thrown into the wind, not real strong, but strong enough to hold that football up. And the defender able to make an easy interception. That is the 8th interception on the season for Cannon Howell. But more importantly, yeah, it's a turnover. But, boy, the Braves got 99 yards to go. They're at their own one-yard line.
At least 99 yards. Here's a running play now. Beller, the quarterback's just going to try to get a yard or two as he takes it around the left guard position. Matt Schnabel trying to pave way for him as he brings the ball out to about the three-yard line. So Zach Beller gets the carry. The stop is made by Sam Young, the big 265-pound junior defensive tackle for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawks have the first turnover of the ball game as they get the ball on a muff punt down here inside the 25-yard line, but couldn't do anything with it as they throw the interception down here at the 1. And now Battle Creek, this team is undefeated on the season. They are 10-0 as they come to town here tonight in Hastings. Here's Beller again. He's going to hand the ball away across the 5-yard line out to the 6, maybe to the 7-yard line. So Battle Creek just trying to get some running room there. That's a runner again carrying the ball for Battle Creek. The tackle was made by Grant Schmitz. Again, the leading ball carrier for Battle Creek is Nate Gray. He has rushed for 1,322 yards, 18 touchdowns so far this season. He will not play, evidently, tonight. He's been suspended from the football team for the playoffs. So Nate Gray, who had 160 carries for 1,322 yards, 18 touchdowns, will not play tonight for Battle Creek. Third down and 3 yards to go. The ball is sitting at the 8-yard line of Battle Creek. After the interception and around the 1-yard line, here's a handoff trying to get outside and nothing doing. Runner trying to get outside and a tackle is made in here by Cody Zexter. Zexter is there. Lance Schmidt is there for St. Cecilia. So that's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Maybe got it back to the line of scrimmage. That might be polite here. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 3 situation. So now Battle Creek will have to punt. Their punter is Zach Beller. His longest this year has been 43 yards. The average is only 22.3 yards per kick, and he will be standing about 4 yards deep in his own end zone. St. Cecilia will get tremendous field position here. After this exchange, here comes the snap, good snap, and a short kick. It's going to bounce here at the 35. St. Cecilia picks it up. Cato at the 40-yard line now gets away back to the 35, down the sideline to the 30. Still on his feet to the 25 and run out of bounds here in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Nice return there by Cato. So after Battle Creek starts inside their own 1-yard line in their opening possession, they're forced to punt the football away, and St. Cecilia will have the short field here in the first quarter.
St. Cecilia very fortunate. The same thing didn't happen to him that happened to Battle Creek, the possession before on the punt. It was Grant Smith down there, number 3, nearly run right into that football as it bounced on the ground. Then Cato took it to the right. Cut it back or reverse traffic. Took it about 15 yards downfield. They got the football at the 26 of Battle Creek.
Here's Herman getting the call and gets it to the 25. This Battle Creek defense is just tougher than nails, Jimmy. Matt Schnabel is in on the stop there for the Battle Creek Braves. Battle Creek defensively this year with 7 quarterback sacks, 9 interceptions, and 7 fumbles. A pickup of 2 yards in the last play by Herman. Second down and 8 now for the Hawks at the 25-yard line of Battle Creek.
Well, the offensive line play for St. Cecilia is going to have to be tremendous. I mean, look at the size of Battle Creek up front. They are by far the biggest team defensively they have faced all season long, and they are a good, sound defensive squad. They were able to stop him for about a yard and a half gain.
There's a pitch back now to Herman at the 30. Herman at the 25, and he's upset there. Great defensive play out there by Renner at about the 23-yard line. Derek Renner coming up from his safety position to make the stop. The 5'11", 155-pound sophomore here for the Battle Creek Braves. And now we have got an injured player out there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
I think that's Herman down. He was chopped down on the play, and that very well could be the same injury that he had a couple of weeks ago here at Duncan Field.
So Herman is down again. He did not play in the ball game last week against Hershey. As he sat on the sideline with an injury, he's been banged up all season long, and he may be banged up here early in this football game as he is down at the 23-yard line. And let's hold it right here. Herman's going to get to his feet here, and he's going to be helped off of the field with 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first quarter. And I think you're right, Jimmy, as he comes to the near sideline, he is not putting any weight whatsoever on his left leg, and I believe that was the leg that he injured earlier this season. So Herman is done.
Yeah, and I do remember that a couple of weeks ago when we did the game in St. Cecilia, right down in front of us, as they always are, perched up here in the Blue Hawk nest. But, yeah, Herman with ice on that ankle a couple of weeks ago. But, again, a good defensive play. They chopped him down right down around the legs. And, boy, he didn't try to get up very quickly there, and they've got to help him off the field. Probably done for the night. You hate to speculate, but having that injury and having it taped up very tightly, it looks like not a good deal. So now Wildard will more than likely go to the tailback position. Actually, it'll be Wildard will stay in there at fullback, and it'll be Driscoll at the tailback.
All right, so it's third down here. Third down and 7 yards to go from the 23-yard line. Here's a handoff down to Driscoll across the 20. Driscoll slips outside, and he gets another couple of yards here as he moves the ball down to the 16-yard line. Jared Beller is in on the stop there for the Braves of Battle Creek. They can put the football down here between the 17 and 18-yard line, where St. Cecilia will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and short here for the Hawks. This is actually their second offensive possession of the football game, throwing an interception on the first one down around the 1-yard line of Battle Creek. St. Cecilia now looking at a fourth down. This is fourth down at a yard to go from about the 17-yard line. And they're just going to go straight ahead with it on a quarterback sneak with Cannon Howell. He should have enough for a first down. He moves it down to about the 15-yard line, so he picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Hawks as they move it down to the 15-yard line. Tackle is made on that last play by Jake Finkrell, the linebacker, the 6-foot, 170-pound junior for Battle Creek. So St. Cecilia driving here late in this first quarter, already down to 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Battle Creek has had the ball just for a minute or so. Here in this first quarter, St. Cecilia's owned this opening period. But still no score between St. Cecilia and Battle Creek. Here's Driscoll getting the call again. Driscoll is stopped, but then he gets second effort, brings it across the 15 down to about the 12-yard line. That is Jordan Schwartz getting on the stop there for Battle Creek. Driscoll has rushed for 471 yards and 7 touchdowns so far this season for Hastings St. Cecilia. That was a pickup of 4 in the last play. Second down and 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 12-yard line of Battle Creek. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side, Jake Cato. He got a touchdown pass last week in that ball game against Hershey. Tight end lined up to the left side of the formation. Man comes in motion. Handoff comes to Driscoll. Driscoll is hit, and down he goes. Driscoll got nothing, but a late penalty flag comes in. A late penalty flag comes down. Jordan Schwartz was the guy to bring him down, but I think he also got maybe a piece of the face mask here, Jimmy, and that'll be a penalty marched off on Battle Creek.
Yeah, either up around the neck area, it is a face mask. I was going to say a couple of guys' hands up around the shoulder pads area where a horse collar comes in or a face mask. That's what it is, but they were able to string Driscoll out to the left side. Blocking broke down up front. Battle Creek had at least 3 guys in the backfield. That play was going for naught, but going to be a penalty. And it'll be marched off against Battle Creek. Their first one of the evening here with 4:17 left to go in the first quarter. But the Hawks driving. They look now at a second down and less than 1. The ball inside the 10-yard line at the 6.
Yeah, they just march off a 5-yard penalty there on the Battle Creek. So second down and a yard to go. There's a handoff to a Driscoll again. He slides through there. Driscoll takes it down to about the 4-yard line, and again, a penalty flag falls down. A penalty flag down at the 4-yard line. Matt Schnabel is in on the stop there for Battle Creek, and we'll check out the indication. This one might be a hold. That's going to be another face mask against Battle Creek.
Well, I seen one of the back judge who threw that. Seen him do this. I didn't see see his hand, other hand. But another face mask, back-to-back face mask calls against the Braves. And now it's going to be a first and goal. They'll spot it inside the 5 at the 4-yard lane. 4:07 left to go. And you're right. Boy, time of possession heavily on the side of St. Cecilia as they are knocking on touchdown door.
4 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C2 quarterfinals here tonight. Cannon Howell has the guy set down in the Maryland I formation. Handoff goes to Driscoll. He takes it off of left tackle, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Avery Driscoll takes it in from 3 yards out, and Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. So the Hawks have owned this first quarter, Jimmy, and finally Avery Driscoll takes it in from 3 yards out. St. Cecilia with the lead.
Avery Driscoll coming in for the injured Patrick Herman. We'll check on him here at the end of this PAT. But again, a nice run, 3 yards off left side. And the defense was there, but give Driscoll credit. He just flat run over the outside linebacker that attempted to make the tackle, pushed him into the end zone. So a nice run, first touchdown of the evening, and it'll be Schmidt into the game for the PAT.
All right, Grant Schmidt is in there. He's 13 out of 18 on PATs this year for St. Cecilia. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes sailing toward the uprights. And it is good. So the PAT by Grant Schmidt is good. Hastings St. Cecilia draws first blood here in the Class C2 state quarterfinals. 3:49 to play in the first quarter from Duncan Field and Hastings. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7 and Battle Creek nothing.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Hawks of St. Cecilia with a lead over Battle Creek. The score is 7-0.
Injury update on Patrick Herman. Mike, he is back up off the bench. I watched him as that drive was materializing. Had his shoe off, his sock off. They retaped him, and he doesn't even appear to be injured out there as he's making some cuts here on the sideline. So going to see Herman again. Hawks into the football. They lead Battle Creek 7-0 here. This ball will go out of bounds, and the penalty flags will be thrown. But 3:49 left to go in this first quarter. St. Cecilia has only allowed Battle Creek one drive, a three and out. They have done a tremendous job, just what Carl Tesmer wanted to do, keep that Battle Creek offense off the field.
Remember, St. Cecilia's first offensive possession ended at the Battle Creek one-yard line, so the Braves really didn't have much ample opportunity to get anything going offensively. They were just trying to look for some running room down there, and then finally had to punt the pig away, resulted in a short field. St. Cecilia makes a quick work of that one. He plays 26 yards, and the Hawks have the lead over the undefeated Battle Creek Braves here tonight. So Battle Creek will come out after the kickoff goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Line of scrimmage will be the 35-yard line. This team can put some points up on the scoreboard, Jimmy. They average close to 40 points per ball game, and they average just about 414 yards of total offense. Nothing doing there as the quarterback, Zach Beller, is tackling the play there by Grant Schmidt. Beller trying to get outside here on the near sideline, but Grant Schmidt comes blowing through there and knocks him down at the 33-yard line, a loss of 2 yards.
That was a busted play at the word go. The quarterback, Beller, never really got the snap. It bounced off the turf. He picks it up, and then nobody to hand it off to. He tried to get something off the right side, but Schmidt doing a great job out there, makes a great open field tackle. A loss of one, second down and 11, the ball at the 34-yard line.
They're going to go with the wishbone set here. It's been a while since we've seen this, and St. Cecilia is going to blow this play up. Tackle is made by Tyler Willard in the backfield inside the 30-yard line to the 28. So Battle Creek trying to run the football. That was Dustin Walters trying to carry that ball there. Walters, a 5'10", 170-pound junior, who's rushed for 216 yards so far this year. He doesn't have that anymore as there's a loss in the play.
Well, he had no chance to get out of the backfield. Wildard playing that middle linebacker spot as he has done all season long, very sound defensively. Nobody touched him as he come on the blitz, came right up the middle and blew that play up. 4 yard loss. Now it is 3rd and 15. The ball back at the 30. We are at 2:30 left to play here in quarter number one.
Battle Creek moving from our left to our right. Beller wants to throw the football. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught here at the 30-yard line to the 35, 36, 37, and down he goes. Got the ball to a Trev Bodie there, a 190-pound senior. The tackle is made by Jake Cato of Hastings St. Cecilia. So Bodie had a little running room out here, but a nice tackle there by Cato of St. Cecilia. So again, the Battle Creek Braves go three plays and out. Here's their second punt of the football game, as a Zach Beller will drop back deep here for the Braves.
Well, defensive coordinator Randy Aarons has got this defense, the Hawk defense, all cranked up here tonight. They are playing very sound. Only 1 yard on the ground for Battle Creek, 6 through the air, and a great open field tackle there on third down. And now the Hawks are going to get pretty good field position with Driscoll and back deep.
Here's Beller. He's going to kick the football away. A high kick. Driscoll's going to grab it at the 35, and he advances forward to about the 39. Grant Schmidt was the other guy back there for St. Cecilia, but Driscoll receives the ball there for St. Cecilia. Kind of caught that in dangerous territory. They had three or four Braves right around him. Normally you would see a fair catch call, but not with Driscoll out there.
Well, he'll gamble, and boy, that'll make a coach very, very nervous. Maybe that's why Carl Tesmer doesn't have a lot of hair on his head. Just age doesn't matter. It may be his players and the decisions they make. That was a risky play, but he picks up 3 yards right up the seam. They get the ball to the 40. 1:34 left to go in the first quarter. The Hawks have it yet again.
And Patrick Herman is back into the ball game, and Herman's going to be stopped immediately at the 35-yard line. Great play there by Battle Creek up front as Herman is thrown for a loss back to the 35. That's Louis DeJager again, 6 foot, 245-pound junior. A good-looking nose tackle there for Battle Creek.
DeJager's a big guy. He's one of the guys I talked about on the offensive side of things, a big body out there. And like Wilner did on the play a couple before, nobody touched Diego and was able to get through there and bring him down. That's nearly a 2.5, 3-yard loss by Patrick Herman.
Second down and 13 yards to go from the 37-yard line. Here's Herman again. Herman right in the teeth of the buzzsaw. Again, he is knocked down. Herman can't get started here as he is knocked down at the 35-yard line. Guess who? Louis DeJager meets Patrick Herman again. Those guys, they're going to be good friends by the end of the night. They're going to be talking here all night long.
Well, who's ever up front that is got a helmet on a helmet, needs to do a little better job, because DeJager has been shot out of a cannon here the last two plays. That was a loss of one. So now the Hawks, after a good defensive stand, now they find themselves with a third down and long. It's third and 14. The ball at the 36. We're inside 25 seconds in the first quarter.
Cato splits out wide to the right side. Tight end lines up to the left side of the formation. Back to the I formation. Here's Cannon Howell. Draw play. Goes to Herman. Herman is hit. Down he goes. Another yard loss in the play. So that series goes absolutely nowhere, as Herman is stacked up back here at the 35-yard line. And now St. Cecilia will have to punt. That was a very impressive drive there by the Braves of Battle Creek.
And that was DeJager again that was able to bring Herman down. He's got Patrick Herman's number. He did not have a positive yard gain on that drive. It's fourth and 15. We are at the end of the first quarter, and the Hawks lead, but they've got a punt, and Battle Creek fired up.
All right, one quarter in the books here tonight, the Class C2 quarterfinals. At Duncan Field and Hastings, the score after one. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Battle Creek nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Cecilia is 7, Battle Creek nothing.
First quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Battle Creek in that first quarter, 6 yards through the air, only one on the ground, 7 total. Beller, their leading ball carrier, with 4 yards. And on the side of St. Cecilia, 27 on the ground, nothing through the air, 1 interception. Leading ball carrier, Driscoll, with 13 yards on 3 carries, and St. Cecilia in punt formation.
All right, it's going to be Battle Creek dropping back deep. That's Jared Beller. He's going to drop back to receive this kick. And it's going to be Beller. He fumbles the football. He gets back on top of it. Now he picks it up, 25 to the 30, down the sideline, 35 to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Look out, 45 to the 40, to the St. Cecilia 35-yard line, still on his feet, down to the 30. Nice return there by Beller. A nice return by Jared Beller of the Battle Creek Braves. Brings it all the way down to the 29-yard line. Finally, Tyler Wilnard ended the stop for St. Cecilia on special teams. But the Battle Creek Braves are in business now at the St. Cecilia 30-yard line.
Nice punt by Gonzalez. That went about 42 yards, but the return was good for 46 yards as Beller just had to field that over his head, kind of brought it on the near side of the field in front of the St. Cecilia bench, made a couple of nice cuts. Poor tackling by the Hawk special teams, and Beller gets it all the way down to the Hawk 30, first time in Hawk territory tonight.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side, I formation. Here's a handoff across the 30 down to about the 26-yard line. Tackle is made under by Trevor Ernst. Now, remember, their leading ball carrier is Nate Gray. He is not playing here tonight. This is Jordan Zonke carrying the ball there. Zonke moves the ball from the 30 down to about the 25-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 5 yards in the play. So second down and 5 yards to go. St. Cecilia with a lead over Battle Creek tonight in the Class C2 quarterfinals. Battle Creek goes with a Maryland I formation. Double tight ends here. Zach Beller is your quarterback as he looks over the defense. Handoff here is going to go with Zonke again. Zonke moves it right side across the 22 down to the 21. They're going to give him forward progress to the 20-yard line. Tackle is made in here by Cody Zexter of Hastings St. Cecilia. That will be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Braves of Battle Creek as they move the ball down to the Hastings St. Cecilia 20-yard line.
First down of the night for Battle Creek as they inch the ball deeper into the near the red zone. A couple carries by Zaki there, 11 yards. Boy, not very big, but boy, you can see he's got quick feet and that big offensive line giving him some nice room to run.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line. There's the inside handoff as they go to the fullback as he takes the ball down to about the 16-yard line as they unstack him down there. That's a Bodie carrying the ball there. A tackle is made by Alex Sheehy of Hastings St. Cecilia. Sheehy is the leading tackler for the Hawks at 119 stops coming into the football game here tonight. So Bodie carrying the ball down to about the 16-yard line where Battle Creek will be looking at second down and 5 yards to go, just underway here in the second quarter. 10-15 remaining until halftime. Battle Creek trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by the score up 7-0. Beller's got wide receivers left and right. They're going to hand the ball away. Coming to the near sideline, a lot of blue shirts out here, and down he goes. Not much running room out here for Battle Creek. That's Bodie carrying the ball again, and a host of Hawks over there, including Trevor Ernst and also a Cody Zexter for the Blue Hawks. We'll give them a pickup of 2 yards in the play as they move the ball down to about the 14-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and about 3 yards to go.
Well, Battle Creek really was successful on the first couple of plays on this drive, going between the tackles. They have chose to go outside the tackle on the last couple, and the Hawks' speed on defense has really shined here the last couple of plays. We'll see what Andrew Carlson has in call for this third down.
They're going to hand the ball away, and it's going to be close there as Dustin Walters carrying the ball. He only needed 3 yards on the play as he brings it down close to the 10-yard line. Walters, the ball carrier there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Ty Magner's into the stop there for the Blue Hawks. So now they're going to look to the far sidelines and check out the first down marker. Is going to be just short. Fourth down, less than a yard to go. The football is at the 11-yard line, and Battle Creek is going to go for it here. Andrew Carlson is the head coach for Battle Creek. He says, let's go for it, gang. Fourth down and a yard to go down here at about the 11-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks are out on top on a score of 7-0. Beller's up under center. He turns and he hands the ball away. He's got the first down and more. Sliding through there for Battle Creek is going to be Trev Bodie. Bodie was stopped initially, Jimmy, at the line of scrimmage, and then slid through a little seam there on the right side of the line. Got through there for the first down. Grant Schmidt brings him down for St. Cecilia. That's a first down at Crozier Park Pharmacy. First down here for the Battle Creek Braves as they move the ball down to the 7-yard line of the Hawks.
Second first down on this drive. Second first down of the night for Battle Creek. And Beller, the quarterback, just bellied to the fullback, and he took it right off that right side. Big bodies over there. 245 at right guard, right tackle. Picks up five, and it's a first and goal for the Braves.
And here's another handoff. That's going to be Bodie as he takes the ball down to the 2-yard line. So that was Zotke, Jordan Zotke, carrying the ball down to about the 2-yard line. Zach Kitten under the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. So you've got Bodie and you've got Zotke. Bodie's 22. Zotke is at 21 in the backfield. Walter's back there as well when they go with a full house type of backfield. Second down and goal. The ball is at the 1-yard line. 1 yard line of St. Cecilia. Battle Creek moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter of play. They're already trailing 7-0. Beller's up under center. He's just going to go straight ahead himself, and Beller dives for the end zone. He's in there for the touchdown. Battle Creek gets into the end zone here. We got 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play in quarter number two. Announces 7-6 ball game with a PAT pending.
Beller with just a quarterback sneak off that right side. Now 3 carries and 4 yards, but he's got that important touchdown. And they are 1 point away from tying this quarterfinal matchup in Hastings against the Blue Hawks. It is now St. Cecilia 7, Battle Creek 6. 7:39 left to go here in the second quarter, and it'll be Beller in there for the PAT.
Beller is 38 out of 51 on PAT so far this year. Ball is down. The kick is up, but the kick is going to go off of the left side. Did it get through there? Yes, it did. Just snuck in the left upright. That one was close. The PAT was good by Zach Beller, but not by much. So the PAT is good. 7:39 to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 7, Battle Creek 7.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Duncan Field in Hastings. Class C2 quarterfinals tonight on 1230 KHIS. And also welcoming our friends up there at News Talk, WJAG 105.9 FM at WJAG.com with us here tonight from Duncan. Chilly one tonight, Jimmy. It's 36 degrees at game time.
Yeah.
But it's really not too bad. That's a much of a win here tonight at Duncan Field. Here's the end-over-end kick, and I think somebody was offsides here for Battle Creek, and they blew this one dead.
Well, the winds continue to gust out of the...
maybe I spoke too soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, just as soon as you said that, the winds kind of pick up out of the south here, blowing over our left shoulder. But you are nicely bundled up.
We haven't been this bundled up since we had a football game at Aurora a couple of years ago. And we were stuck on top of the press box. I was never, ever so cold in all my life. That was about 10 degrees that day. The wind was blowing. The wind was howling. And we were on top of the press box.
On top of the press box. And we had every article of clothing that we brought. We still could have brought more. And, yeah, I believe by the end of the ball game, Bill Carlin didn't even want to come up and visit with us at the postgame show, as it was well below zero wind chill. It was a miserable night, but not quite that bad here tonight. They even got us kind of boxed in here tonight, so we'll talk about that here a little bit later on as Battle Creek back into the football.
Cato's going to grab the ball here on the kickoff of the 20-yard line, dances his way to the 25. You got to get up and down the field, boys. Across the 30 out to about the 32. Cato bringing the ball up there, but dancing his way. Not too much from end zone to end zone here as he's finally brought down to the 32-yard line.
Well, dancing's for in a club or on a dance floor and not on a football field. You've got to get north and south, and Cato doing a lot of shuffling out there with his feet, and they slam him down to the turf at about the 32-yard line. Tie ball game here in Hastings, 7:33 left to go, and the Hawk offense back. We'll check the offensive starters, Herman back out there at tailback. It'll be Wilnard at fullback and Howell at the quarterback position up under center.
Wide receivers left and right on first down and 10 yards to go. And now St. Cecilia moved. I think Wilnard in the backfield moved, drawing Battle Creek offsides. Illegal procedure there on St. Cecilia. The last scoring drive for Battle Creek, 8 plays and 70 yards as they went right at that St. Cecilia defense.
Well, they really did. It was a lot of big plays between the tackles. And they've showed the strength of that big offensive line, opening up some nice holes. It was capped off by the one-yard quarterback plunge from Beller. And they have tied this football game up. We've got the fans for the ones that are back in the Norfolk area, or back in Northeast listening. A lot of fans underneath the goalposts here. This is a baseball outfield, and they were rooting for that PAT to be off the left side, but the official right there, and it's a 7-7 tie here. Second down, or first down at 15 for the Hawks.
Here's Herman with a call here, trying to sweep right side, and he's going to be stacked up. Got about to 3 yards as he brings the ball back to the 30-yard line. So not much there, as St. Cecilia will have a second down situation. Tackle is made by Derek Runner and also by Tucker. Yeah, this is the outfield of a baseball stadium here in Hastings for the folks up in the northeastern part of the state. And we've got a great crowd on hand. We've got a limited seating on each side of the field here. But we've got fans basically all around the field here today.
I'll tell you what, there's probably some back listening in the northeast part, but they have brought a great crowd. A couple of chartered buses. There is a full crowd on that far sidelines.
It's second down and about 12 yards to go. Cannon Howell trying to run the option play, and Howell gets it back maybe to the original line of scrimmage there. The 32-yard line. Cannon Howell just a short pickup on the play up to about the 32-yard line. We'll call it third down and 10 yards to go. Tucker again in the stop for the Braves out of Battle Creek. We're down to 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll check all the stats, all the scoring coming up at halftime. We've also got the rest of the scores, and we'll let you know what's going on here tonight for the quarterfinals in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. So stick around for that. Third down at about 10 yards to go. Running play, nothing doing. The Hawks are stocked up again as Tyler Wilnard is stacked up on the play here at the 33-yard line. Now we get an injured Brave down there at the point of attack right at the 33-yard line. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are going to be forced to punt the football away. We've got an injury timeout here for Battle Creek. We'll take a break. 6 minutes on the nose left here in quarter number two. We'll take this break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Battle Creek 7.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here, doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
1230 KHAS.
Baxter Pointer was the injured player. He's going to be helped off of the field. Here comes the punt. Battle Creek grabs it at the 28. Beller is back to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Still on his feet, gets away at the 45, to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Beller.
70.
Jared Beller brings it back.
71 yards on the return, and Ty Wildert had a shot at him as soon as he fielded the football right in the middle of this outfield, and then he simply took it right up the seam. And the Hawks had a hold of him about the 50-yard line, but nobody was able to get him down to the turf. He rolled over a defender, maintained his speed, and wow, that is sprinter speed there by Jared Beller. He takes it 71 yards for the punt return. Big play of the football game, and now the Braves go on top of St. Cecilia. It's now 13-7, 5:34 to go till halftime, and the brother, Zach Beller, into the ball game for the PAT.
So Battle Creek strikes here. Here comes the extra point. Ball is down. That one looks much better. Right through the uprights, it is good. So the PAT is good. Jared Beller, just as he crossed the 50-yard line, Jimmy, almost went down, but he put his hand down on the turf and he kept his feet moving, kept his balance, and took it the rest of the way for the touchdown. So a 71-yard punt return by Jared Beller is going to put Battle Creek out on top. 5:34 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Battle Creek 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
You talked about big plays, Jimmy, during the pregame show, and that was certainly a big play, 71-yard punt return.
Most certainly. Biggest play of the night by far. Both teams with a couple of turnovers. We talked about the team with the least amount of turnovers probably has the best chance to win the game, but it could come down to big plays, and wow, right there, Jared Beller with the biggest one of the night, a 71-yard punt return, and now the Braves with a lot of momentum and a lot of enthusiasm on that sidelines.
St. Cecilia going to receive the kick here. And that's going to be the Hawks bringing the ball back at about the 30-yard line. It's Driscoll, where he's going to be buried on the play right at the 30. So that's where St. Cecilia will start this drive with 5.5 to play. Battle Creek 10-0 on the season. St. Cecilia coming in with a mark of 8 wins and 2 losses.
All right, now I think this drive is very crucial for St. Cecilia. We talked about how points could come very few and far between. It was a punt return to put Battle Creek ahead. But since that injury to Patrick Herman and the touchdown, the Hawks with only 4 yards of total offense. They have got to try to find something on this offensive side of things.
Here's a pitch play to Herman. Herman fighting for some running room. He's not going to find much again on the sweep play to the near sideline. Line of scrimmage was the 32. He brings the ball to the 34. And Louis DeJager is again in on the stop. He has had a whale of a first half here for Battle Creek. We've already got him with 6 tackles.
But he's a big boy out there. 6 foot, 245. Bad news for opposing teams next year. Just a junior for head coach Andrew Carlson, but he has had an outstanding ball game right up over top of the center in Kiminaw.
Here's a pitch play again to Herman. He's going to go the other way now. Herman's at 35, out to the 36-yard line. So a short pickup again from the 33 out to the 36. We'll give him 3 yards in a play. That's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down here for Hastings St. Cecilia, 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in quarter number 2. Battle Creek has got the lead over the St. Cecilia Bluehawks by the score of 14-7. Play comes in from head coach Carl Tesmer here on the near sidelines. Like I said, the Hawks really struggling in offense after that initial drive today.
Well, they really are, and the Battle Creek defense has really held this offense as far as the rushing attack in check. Cannon Howell has only attempted one pass, and that was picked off. We'll see what Carl Tesmer has in store for the Braves here.
There's a running play to Avery Driscoll and a little counter play, and Driscoll's going to be stacked up. Driscoll looked like he had a lot of running room over there, but he was knocked down by Jared Beller. Beller knocks him down, but that's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, but it could have been a lot bigger gain than that as Driscoll was into the clear, and Beller knocks him down.
Yeah, Beller made probably a touchdown-saving tackle. They run that little wing-back reverse with Driscoll. He is so quick as he gets to the outside. Needed about 5 yards, and he picked up a skosh over 6. So now Driscoll with 4 carries, 19 yards in the ballgame. Both backs, Herman and Driscoll, with 19 yards. Fourth first down for the Hawks as they've got the football at the 43.
All right, St. Cecilia in the shotgun set. Here's Cannon Howell. He runs with it to the near side. The ball is going to be caught here at the 45 to the 40. Breaks it back to the center of the field to the 35 to the 30. Down to the 28-yard line. They get it to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy, the tight end. Derek Renner into the stop there for the Battle Creek Braves. Sheehy pulls in his ninth reception of the 2013 season. A nice catch and run as Sheehy takes the ball to the 29-yard line of Battle Creek.
Fifth first down of the evening for St. Cecilia, and they cross up this Battle Creek defense. Sheehy lined up on the left side of the formation, just come across the field, and the biggest play of the night for St. Cecilia goes for 28 yards on the pass from Howell to Sheehy, and the Hawks are on the move down to the 29 of the Braves.
Cannon Howell wants to throw the ball again. Sheehy grabs it to the 32, across the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. So just a quick little pass out there to Sheehy that time, brings it to the 28-yard line. Jake Finkroll is in on the stop there for the Braves of Battle Creek. Finkroll, a 6-foot, 170-pound junior for the Braves. So it's only a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down, 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the Battle Creek 27-yard line. Hawks moving from our left to our right here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-7. Cannon Howell's got wide receivers left and right. Driscoll now goes in motion. Here's Howell. He wants to throw the football. He rolls to his right side. He's under pressure. Howell holds it. Holds it. Now he's going to run with it across the 30-yard line. Penalty flags go down as Howell goes down right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. And that's going to be a face mask. That's the third face mask call at Battle Creek here tonight.
That'll be the fourth penalty, and, yeah, three of them have been for face mask, and that will go on Cannon Howell. The thing was for Battle Creek, they forced Howell out of bounds. He was going to barely get back to the original line of scrimmage as they had good coverage downfield, but a silly mistake here by Andrew Carlson's Battle Creek Braves, and they'll march this off. There they are. Face mask against Battle Creek. They'll take the football down. The nose of football will be touching the 20-yard line.
Penalty. So it's going to bring up a second down. It's going to bring up a second down and one at the 20-yard line. They're going to have Herman in the backfield as well as Wilders stacked up in the I formation. Driscoll goes in motion. There's a handoff again to Herman. He's not going to get there as he is brought down at the 22-yard line. And getting through there is Jake Finkroll again for Battle Creek. He only needed one, Jimmy, and he lost about a yard and a half there. Boy, the St. Cecilia running game, it's non-existent here tonight. A couple of runs here and there, but for the most part, Battle Creek has shut it down.
43 yards on 22 carries for St. Cecilia tonight. And Wilnard, the fullback, went right off left tackle and made a nice block, but Herman tried to cut it to the outside. You got to follow your blockers in there, and that was a loss of one, so we're going to bring up third down and three, the ball at the 21.
Again, Herman's going to get the call. He goes the other way now as Herman takes the ball across the 20, maybe to the 19-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. They're going to say Noah's knee went down at about the, well, let's see, they're going to spot the football down here right about the 19, and that's going to be enough for a first down. They look to the far sideline, and they give him a 19-yard line, so that's going to be a first down. Colton Welke into the stop there for the Battle Creek Braves. So first down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball down here at the Battle Creek 19-yard line with 2 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Patrick Herman now with 13 carries and 20 yards. We talked about Avery Driscoll. He has 4 carries and 19 yards. Just not a lot of running. The running's coming very tough against this Battle Creek defense. Where they've really opened things up has been the passing game to Sheehy. We'll see what the Hawks have in store here.
Sheehy is split out wide to the left side. They will roll that way. There's a pass that's going to be it's going to be incomplete. That's trying to get the ball to Avery Driscoll. Sheehy was also in the area down there. At about the 2-yard line, that one was incomplete, broken up there by the Braves of Battle Creek. It's going to bring up second down and 10.
Well, Sheehy was the up receiver, and the deep receiver was Driscoll down there in the end zone, and Howell tried to just jam that in. I believe that was Zach Beller on coverage down there, but kind of a dangerous pass. And we've already seen one interception from Cannon Howell here tonight. That was his first pass of the evening in that first quarter. So now brings up a second down and 10. The ball at the 19 in the red zone. 1:36 left to go till half.
There's Sheehy going in motion again. The pitchback will come to Herman on the wide side of the field. Herman is at the 20-yard line. He's at the 15, and Herman is knocked down at about the 13-yard line. Patrick Herman taking the ball down to about the 13-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation here for Hastings St. Cecilia. So third down here for the Hawks. A minute and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. That was a pickup of about 6 yards. Third down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 13-yard line of Battle Creek. Hawks working to our end zone to our right here at Duncan Field in Hastings in the Class C2 state quarterfinals. Here's a handoff again to Herman. Herman's going to take it into the teeth of the buzzsaw there. Tackle is made by Lewis DeJager. Herman's going to pick up a yard, maybe two, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation here for St. Cecilia. And now Carl Tesmer wants to call a timeout. Carl Tesmer wants to call a timeout here with 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Battle Creek 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I have all the scores coming up for you. Well, we have at halftime here tonight, but we might pass along this one. Giltner tonight has lost to Why Not by a score of 52-50. So a shootout in Giltner this afternoon, won by Why Not 52-50 over the Giltner Hornets.
That was a wild game. I listened to that before I was able to come over here to the broadcasting facilities, and Giltner had a couple of touchdown lead there a couple of different times in the ball game. Then Why Not to get back and forth. It was kind of a seesaw battle, but wow, they're probably Bushcutter and Little Buddy are probably still doing the scoring recap of that game with 102 points scored in Giltner. But we got a fourth down, fourth and two, and Carl Tesmer's going to go for it. Maryland I for the Hawks.
From the 11-yard line of Battle Creek with 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Pitch play to Herman. Herman trying to get outside. And Herman, I don't know if he made it or not. Herman trying to sweep it to the right side. Has some blockers out there. It all depends on the spot of the football. Going to be very, very close. They had to move the ball down to about the 9-yard line, and that's where it's at. They're going to bring in the chain guys from the opposite side of the field. So the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang is going to make their way onto the field here today. Whether you're looking to improve your existing home or to build a brand new home, you can always count on the Measurement Gang at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein. For all of your lumber and hardware needs, helpful advice, and a square deal every time, talk to Gene or Colby at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today. They stretch out the chains, Jimmy, and they make it by the nose of the football, maybe. So a first down for the Hawks. They have got it down here at the 8.5-yard line of the Battle Creek Braves.
I don't know that it was much more than the nose of the football. That was very, very close. Seventh first down of the first half, but the Hawks have a fresh set of downs. It's first and goal. The ball at the 9, 45 seconds left to go here till half.
Gannon Howell up in her center with double tight ends. Hand off to Herman. Herman is hit at the 8. He springs forward down to about the 7-yard line. The clock is running. We're down to 30 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has burned a couple of timeouts. They may be out of timeouts here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Second down and goal at the 6-yard line of Battle Creek. Two tight ends again, and now Cannon Howell is going to spike the ball. That's going to bring up third down. So it's third down and goal from the 6-yard line. St. Cecilia, I believe, out of timeouts right now.
Boy, and they let a lot of time run off the clock, about 25 to 26 seconds run off the clock there, as then they decided to just throw the football into the ground. So it's going to be a third down call now with 21 seconds left to go. But St. Cecilia kind of letting the clock kind of unwind on them.
Cato is going to come in. He'll bring in the play from the offensive staff down here of Hastings St. Cecilia. It is third down, and really, I don't know if you can really run the ball here because you're out of timeouts.
You I think if I was Battle Creek, I'd be looking to find out where Sheehy is. He's the tight end on the left-hand side. He's been the go-to guy for Howell.
Cannon Howell has got the ball. He's going to hand it away to Wildard. Wildard cuts back. He's at the 5-yard line. He's at the 4-yard line. And he's down there about to a 3-yard line where he was brought down. Now, St. Cecilia will burn their final timeout. So they did have one left. And they burned this one with about 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So they bring the ball down to about the 3-yard line. Actually, they're going to spot the ball down there closer to the 2-yard line. And we've got a timeout, 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Battle Creek 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Maintenance is keep it and repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup.
Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Husker broadcast booth at Duncan Field. Powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We're down to 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Battle Creek by a score of 14-7. Now the Hawks looking at fourth down, a little over 1 yard to go for the touchdown.
Hawks will come out in the Maryland eye.
We have three running backs behind the quarterback in Cannon Hell. And here's a handoff. It's going to go on the right side. He gets in there for the touchdown. That's going to be Patrick Herman. Takes it in there from 2 yards out. So St. Cecilia is just a point away from tying this baby up as Patrick Herman on a fourth down takes it in there from about 2 yards out.
Patrick Herman, for him, it is his 14th touchdown on the season, 36-yard of the night on 18 carries. Running has become very tough against this Battle Creek defense, but the right side of that O-line for Carl Tesmer opened up a nice hole, and Herman just waltzed into the end zone. And now the PAT coming with 9 seconds left to go here in the half.
Grant Schmidt will attempt the PAT here for St. Cecilia. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is going to be good. That one just gets in there as well. So the PAT is good by Schmidt. And we got 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Battle Creek 14.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
1230 KHAS.
That is vintage Hastings St. Cecilia football right there, Jimmy. 15 plays, 68 yards, 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Herman takes it in from 2 yards out.
Well, and more importantly, they were able to keep that Battle Creek offense off the football field, and they were able to draw back to even money here with Battle Creek going into halftime. Well, you would think until halftime. We've seen a 71-yard punt return. And that dangerous man, Jared Beller, will be back deep as they squib this and along the ground.
It's going to be picked up by a short man at the 20, 25, 30, out to the 35, 36, 37-yard line. And that's where Battle Creek will start. However, there's only 4 seconds left here in the second quarter. So St. Cecilia scored first. Battle Creek came back to grab a couple of touchdowns. Then St. Cecilia coming back on a 15-play, 68-yard drive, and we are tied up at 14 points apiece. Here in the second quarter at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Class C2 state quarterfinals going on here tonight. And we'll see now what the head coach for Battle Creek, Andrew Carlson, elects to do here. Just 4 seconds remain on the clock. Beller will come up under center, and he's just going to take a knee here, and that will be the end of the first half of play. So the first half in the books tonight here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The score, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Battle Creek 14. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive is where you want to be for a new or used truck that works as hard as you do. That's because Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island is your truck destination. From Omaha to Sioux Falls and Denver to Kansas City, don't buy anything without checking out Dinsdale's huge inventory of new GMC and Chevy trucks and used models of every kind. 2013 is on the downhill slide and year-end deals are ramping up, like manufacturer rebates up to $6,500 on remaining 2013 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra half tons, or manufacturer rebates of up to $8,500 on remaining 2013 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra three-quarter tons. Our inventory is impressive, but you better move fast because great deals are flying off the lot and can be delivered to all 50 states. Check us out at Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island or on the web at DinsdaleTrucks.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive is your truck destination on the corner of Stolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island.
1230 KHAS.
Tonight, the Hawkeye dance team will be performing Calabria.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, our halftime show tonight is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care at 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. Hastings Saints Cecilia and Battle Creek tied up at 14 points apiece. Everything that we expected here tonight, we've had a punt return. We've seen tremendous defense, some good running by both of these teams, and we're nip and tuck so far. 14-14 is the score. Really, nothing surprises us, anything we have seen so far. A good football game to this point.
Well, it really is, and two very well-coached football teams, a couple of good rushing attacks, and they don't like to throw the football around a lot. Five total passes between the two teams here this evening. It's just been the ground-and-pound attack for both football squads, and we've had a couple of turnovers, an interception, and a fumble. We've also had the big play that we called for, 71-yard punt return by Battle Creek, but it's going to be a whale of a ball game here in the second half.
We've got some scores coming up for you. A lot of the games were played this afternoon. A lot of the games that are going on tonight will kind of get you up to date on the state high school football playoffs coming up here at halftime tonight from Duncan Field. Run down the scoring and we'll get you some halftime stats and a whole lot more. So stay with us here on 1230 KHIS. Also on News Talk WJAG 105.9 FM and WJAG.com. There's guys with us tonight up in northeastern Nebraska. We'll run down the scoring in the first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia really had the ball for most of the first quarter here tonight. They finally got into the end zone on a 3-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll after a short punt from deep in Battle Creek's territory. They went 8 plays and 26 yards. The point after touchdown was good. St. Cecilia had to lead 7-0 with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, Battle Creek went on an 8-play, 70-yard drive. They got a 1-yard touchdown run from Zach Beller. The PAT was good. Battle Creek comes back to tie the score at 7 points apiece. The Braves then, a couple of minutes later, in fact, 2 minutes and 5 seconds later, got a 71-yard punt return from Jared Beller. The point after touchdown was good. Battle Creek grabs the lead by a score of 14-7. Then just before halftime, St. Cecilia scoring with 9 seconds left in the second period. They got a 2-yard run from Patrick Kerman. It was a 15-play, 68-yard drive there in the second quarter for St. Cecilia. Drive that took some 5.5 minutes off of the clock. The all-important point after was good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. The score is 14-14, facing St. Cecilia and Battle Creek here tonight. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. We'll come back and get some halftime stats as we continue in 1 minute.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C2 state quarterfinals tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek were tied up at 14 points apiece on kind of a chilly night for high school football. Temperature was at 36 degrees at game time, and now the sun has went down. It's dropped a little bit, but not too bad. The wind's just blowing out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour or so. Got to thank John Gaspers locally here in Hastings He runs a construction business for the folks in the northeastern part of the state. He's kind of boarded in our little bird's nest up here at Duncan Field tonight, supplied us with blankets, and we have got heaters as we're kind of outdoors in the elements here at Duncan Field, but not too shabby. I see I'm hogging the heat down here from our sun heater, but it feels pretty good here tonight.
Yeah, I brought some insulated coveralls. I haven't had to put them on yet, but I may have to since you said, oh, look at this heater, and you have basically hogged the front of it the whole game. If this thing catches on fire with the cardboard, I will be jumping to Tim Farmer's truck and hopefully coming out of this all right. But, yeah, Gaspers Construction, John, and also Steve Mangers and the M&S boys, they were out here. We were trying to get ready for the ball game. They got the tape measure going out. If we'd happen to win and have one more game here, we may have this thing sheetrocked in and have heat and AC in it by the next week. But, yeah, taking some measurements out here. But much improved from standing on the planks and the scaffolding what we had a year ago here at Duncan. Halftime numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For the Battle Creek Braves in that first half of action, they were able to get a little offense going there in that second quarter, but it's been tough against this Hawk defense. 13 rushes for only 31 yards for Battle Creek in the ball game. And passing, only one pass by the quarterback, Zach Beller. That was a completed pass for 6 yards. So 37 yards of total offense in this first half on 14 offensive plays. We look at some individual leaders. Again, Beller, the quarterback, with just one pass attempt, and it was completed. He also has 3 carries for just 4 yards, but he does have the 1 yard quarterback plunge for the TD for Battle Creek. A couple other guys. It is Jordan Zaki with 3 carries, 16 yards, and Trev Bodie has 3 carries and 11 yards for Battle Creek. 4 first downs for the Braves on 4 penalties in that first half of action. For the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, again, we talked about the 2 quarterbacks only throwing 5 passes. It's been Cannon Howell all the way for the Hawks. He is 2 of 4 passing for 31 yards. He has 1 interception. He is connected to Alex Sheehy for 31 yards, both receptions actually by Sheehy. The Hawks have rushed it 29 times for 65 yards, so 96 yards of total offense in that first half on 33 offensive plays. 8 first downs for the Hawks and only 1 penalty thrown there in that first half of action. Again, individual leader Sheehy with a couple of catches for 31. It's Patrick Herman, 18 carries, 36 yards. A miracle Herman is even on the field. He re-injured that left ankle early in the ball game, but they re-taped him, and he's got a 1 yard touchdown in that first half. Also, other guys in the game, Ty Wilner, 3 carries, 7 yards in the ball game, and Avery Driscoll has 4 carries and 19 yards. Driscoll with the other St. Cecilia touchdown from 3 yards out. But just as we suspected, it was going to be a defensive battle here. It's been one big play for Battle Creek, a couple of turnovers, and again, we've got a one half of football, but this is shaping up to be a whale of a quarterfinal match here at Duncan Field.
So the score here at halftime, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 14 and Battle Creek 14. We'll be back in 1 minute. We'll check some of the scores and some of the pairings from throughout the state of Nebraska on this quarterfinal Tuesday as you're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show on WJAG in Norfolk and 1230 KHIS in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Duncan Field in Hastings. Class C2 state quarterfinals tonight. Here on the radio as we check some of the scores. So what's going on here tonight in the state high school football playoffs? In Class C1, kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be the number one seed Cozad taking on Gothenburg. Again, that one goes at 7 o'clock tonight. Game that's underway. We've got Boone Central Newman Grove out on top of Norfolk Catholic. The score is 6-0. So the winners of those two games will be playing next Tuesday in the semifinals as Cozad is kicking off against Gothenburg at 7 o'clock tonight. And again, Boone Central Newman Grove with a 6-0 lead over Norfolk Catholic in the second quarter. Bottom half of the bracket in the second quarter, you've got Bishop Newman and Columbus Lakeview playing. And in the second quarter, we understand Columbus Lakeview is out on top by a score of 14-7. Kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight in Class C1, you've got Ashland Greenwood taking on Lincoln Christian. In Class C2, going on just up the road here tonight at Donovan, we've got the top-seeded Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They are trailing North Platte St. Pat's. They're in the second quarter. North Platte St. Pat's 14, Donovan Trumbull 6. The winner of that ball game will face the winner of this ball game coming up next Tuesday in the semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek, we are tied up at 14 points apiece here at halftime. In the bottom half of the brackets here in Class C2, Malcolm will take on Centennial beginning at 7 o'clock. And just getting started, well, it's in the first quarter, Aquinas Catholic and Lutheran High Northeast, they are scoreless in the first quarter of play between Aquinas Catholic and Lutheran High Northeast. In Class D1, in the second quarter, it's Overton leading. Actually, it's now tied. Overton 7 and Twin Loops 7. They are in the second quarter. And a final score in from earlier today, it was Hemingford knocking off Elm Creek. That's the number 3 seed Hemingford knocking off the number 2 seed Elm Creek by a score of 20-7. So Hemingford will advance into the semifinals and play the winner of either Overton or Twin Loop on Monday. The bottom half of the bracket, they're in the fourth quarter. Exeter Milligan is leading Randolph. The Randolph Cardinals, by the score of 28-8, they are in the fourth quarter. And also on the bottom side of the bracket in Class C, or D1, it is Creighton leading Howells Dodge 8-6. They are in the first quarter of play. Finally, in Class D2 today, it was Amherst beating Wallace by the score of 50-44. So Amherst will move on. They'll play Stewart on Monday night. Stewart, the number 3-seeded team, knocked off Medicine Valley today by a score of 44-20. In the bottom side of the bracket in Class D2, you've got Fall City Sacred Heart leading Humphrey St. Francis. They are in the fourth quarter now, 44-22. And the defending Class D2 state champions, the Giltner Hornets, going down today as Giltner was beaten by Wynot by a score of 52-50. So that brings you up to date on all the scores. Class D1 and D2 will play their semifinal round on Monday. Classes C1 and C2 will play their semifinal round coming up on Tuesday night next week as the state playoffs continue. But we've got a lot more excitement, I'm sure, that's straight ahead of us here at Duncan Field. We're at halftime where Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek are tied up at 14 points apiece. We'll come back in 1 minute.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. One thing about it, our drinks tonight are not getting warm outside. We got kind of a built-in refrigerator out there tonight.
I thought it was funny. The guys here in the press box said that Randy Aarons was so gracious. He packed the cooler full of ice tonight. Boy,
keep the drinks cold.
I hadn't needed. I had my bag in my living room, and I grabbed it on the way out the door. So this bottle of water right here in front of me was room temperature. It is now probably about a quarter away from starting to form some crystals as the temperature continues to plummet here in Hastings. But, boy, the cold weather, it doesn't matter. This is an exciting football game. We've got a 14-14 tie here. And can you imagine if the second half is anything like the first half and it comes down to, what was it, 20-some seconds left to go in the half and St. Cecilia puts it across the end line. Boy, we are in store for a wild second half of action.
I don't think we'll see much different from these two teams. They're basically a ground-about affair, and that's what we're going to see here in the second half. They're not going to reinvent the wheel and all of a sudden come out and throw the thing around, but a break here and a break there could turn the tide here in this football game.
Well, it really could, and both defenses are going to have to be very sound in their tackling. No sloppiness out there is going to be the key that their defensive coaches are going to tell them. And do your assignments. Everybody's got an assignment. Know your role. And as far as offensive blocking and trying to get some holes up there, you got to get a hat on a hat. Boy, one guy that stood out, though, in that first half of action has been, Lewis DeJager. He's racking up some big total, 7 total tackles. He has impressed me tremendously in that first half. I can go back to the end of the first quarter when Patrick Herman got 3 consecutive handoffs, every one of them. DeJager stopped him behind the line, and he is a very physical player up there. So the Hawks are going to have to do a much better job on him, but it's going to be just sound fundamentals. And we'll see what happens on this second half of action. We did have the one big play, 71-yard punt return by Battle Creek in Jared Beller. Boy, he has got some tremendous speed. So they've got to keep the Battle Creek Braves in check here in this second half. But it's been a good half so far.
And the winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the game going on between North Platte St. Pat's and Donovan Trumbull. And again, that game is in the second quarter up in Donovan, just north of here. At North Platte St. Pat's, the number 4 seed, leading the number 1 seed, Donovan Trumbull. The score is 14-6. And they're in the second period, and we'll keep our eyes on that game for you throughout our second half here tonight at Duncan Field. So St. Cecilia, that's their bread and butter is running the football, and it hasn't come as easy as it has throughout the season here tonight. Battle Creek putting together a tough fight here tonight against AC St. Cecilia, and the Hawks may have to find maybe something else that's going to work for them out there tonight.
Well, and 133 total yards between both teams. You look at the big plays of the game on the offensive side of things. St. Cecilia's biggest play has come on a pass to Alex Sheehy. That play has gone for 28 yards. Longest play from scrimmage has been the very first carry of the night, an 11-yard blast play to Patrick Herman on the side of Battle Creek. You look at there, the longest play from scrimmage, a couple of 6-yard carries and a 6-yard pass, but a 71-yard punt return. So, boy, it has been a Donnybrook, and like you said, I don't expect anything different. It's just going to be line them up and see who can stop the other team.
Okay, so here the Hawks come back out. Here come the Braves now as we get ready for the second half of play. You've been listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. So Aaron Gonzalez is going to kick the football away here for Hastings St. Cecilia to begin the second half of play. Battle Creek will be moving from our left to our right here in this third quarter. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Here comes the run-up and the boot, not a very long kick. It's going to be fielded here by Battle Creek at the 20-yard line, 25-30, out to about the 34-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Jordan Zotke for the Battle Creek Braves. So Battle Creek will start this drive, first down and 10. They're going to mark it just shy of the 40-yard line. Zach Beller is the quarterback here for Battle Creek. We've seen Zotke in the backfield. We've seen Bodie in the backfield. We've seen Walters in the backfield tonight. Again, the number one runner is Nate Gray, a 5'10" senior. He's not playing tonight. He was suspended for this ball game. First down and 10 yards to go. Battle Creek with the ball at the 39-yard line. Hand off straight ahead. They bring it to about the 43. So a short pickup from the 40-yard line out to about the 43.
Carried by Renner.
That's going to be Renner who's carrying the ball there. Avery Driscoll into the stop for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Derek Renner, a 5'11", 155-pound sophomore. So Battle Creek kind of a running back by committee tonight with Gray not playing.
Well, they've had three different running backs in the ball game, along with the quarterback, Zach Beller. And Renner on that playoff left tackle picks up nearly 5 yards, second and a five. The ball at the 45 for the Braves.
There's a Beller handing the ball away. And carrying the ball is going to be Renner again. Two hands on the football. He is spun down like a top down here at the 46-yard line. Tackle is made by Alex Sheehy and Lance Schmidt there for the St. Cecilia defense. So that's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 4 yards to go. The nose of the football sitting at the 46-yard line of Battle Creek.
Well, and you just have this feeling that every third down play here in this second half is going to be a very, very big play. Both teams want to just kind of grind the clock out, keep the football on the ground, keep the opposing offenses off the field. And Battle Creek here up to the line of scrimmage, the nose of football just across the 45 on a third down call.
And here's a handoff again across the 45-yard line. Runner gets outside of the 50, 45, 40, down the far sideline, down to the 37-yard line. That's it. Derek Renner taking the ball down to the 37-yard line. Tackle is made by Avery Driscoll of Easting St. Cecilia, the free safety coming up there to make this stop. But that is a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Battle Creek is now in St. Cecilia territory. As they move the ball down to the 39-yard line. So a good run there by Derek Renner of Battle Creek. Moves the ball down to the 39. Wide receiver now splits out wide to the left side. That is Zach Kirby. Tied in, lined up to the right side of the formation. Backs in the I formation. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Pitch play. They get it up to the 35-yard line, and that's going to be all she wrote. A pitch play to the short side of the field. That's a Renner again taking the ball down for about 4 yards as they move it down to about the 35-yard line. Tackle is made by Gus Clark and also Cody Zexter for Easting St. Cecilia.
Well, we go back to that prior play. That was the longest play from scrimmage for the Braves here tonight. Just a quick pitch to the left side. Renner picked up 16. Renner gets another four there. Brings up second down. 6 yards to go. The ball at the St. Cecilia 35-yard line.
Backs in the I formation. Renner again gets the call. Runner off of left tackle. He's going to be very close to another first down as he moves the ball down to the 30-yard line. That's Willard in the stop for Easting St. Cecilia defensively as they move the ball down to the 30, just past the 30-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and less than a yard to go. Third down and a half a yard to go from the Easting St. Cecilia 29-and-a-half-yard line. 9:18 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia and Battle Creek tied up at 14 points apiece. Winner moves on to the semifinals next week. There's a handoff to Bodie, the fullback, as he's going to get the first down and more as he brings it across the 25 down to the 24-yard line. So Trev Bodie, the fullback, carrying the ball there down to about the 24-yard line. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and the Battle Creek Braves are on the move here in this third period. This is the opening possession of the second half for Battle Creek.
That is the sixth first down of the night for the Braves, the second one here on this drive as they continue to pound the football now. Six carries and 36 yards, and then a nice carry by Trev Bodie. That goes for 6 yards. Now Bodie with 17 yards on four carries.
Again, they've used several running backs in there tonight for Battle Creek to provide the rushing attack. Bodie stays in there. Runner is going to be the I back. Wide receiver is going to split out wide to the right side. They're going to roll this way. Beller is going to throw the ball. He's got a man out here, but it's going to be incomplete. Overthrows his intended receiver down around the 10-yard line. Tackle, or rather the guy out there was Jake Finkroll, the tight end, not around the 10-yard line of St. Cecilia. Again, they don't throw the ball a whole lot. Beller was just 41 out of 80 coming to the football game tonight for 659 yards, 8 touchdowns, 4 picks.
That was his second pass attempt of the night. The first one was complete for 6 yards, and that one there, he overshoots his intended receiver in Finkroll.
Second down, 10 yards to go from the 24. Here's Runner trying to get outside. Runner gets a yard, 2 yards, and then he is stopped in the play. Tyler Willard into the stop there for Easting St. Cecilia. Now a late penalty flag comes down. Or was that a penalty flag over there I saw?
Yeah, that's a penalty flag on the far side of the field, and we'll get the indication here from the white cap.
I think that's going to be going on St. Cecilia, some extracurricular activity here That's going to be a personal foul, but it goes against Battle Creek. Some pushing and shoving there after the play was blown dead. And they're going to whistle Battle Creek for that personal foul. So that's going to cost them 15 yards after the play. That's going to be a dead ball foul. So it's going to cost them 15 yards. You don't want to make mistakes, Jimmy, when you're on a drive like this.
No, you really don't. You don't want to put yourself in a second or third down and long, and that's what Battle Creek has done here. That was a handoff just off right or left guard to Derek Renner. There was nothing doing there. The St. Cecilia defense really gang-tackled real well there, and then some extracurricular activity down there at the bottom of the pile. And now they'll put the football all the way out past the 40-yard line, in between the 41 and 40-yard line, and it'll be a they've got indicated a third down here. It'll be third down and long. They got to go all the way down to the, 15, 14-yard line to get a first down.
Yeah, that was a dead ball foul, so that previous play counted, and then they tacked on the 15-yard penalty on Battle Creek, so that's a huge penalty on the Braves on a personal foul. There's a Bodie with the ball. They're going to try to cross up the St. Cecilia defense, but the Hawks right there. Bodie is brought down on the play at about the 36-yard line, so just a short gain of about 4 yards. But now Battle Creek will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and a mile and a half. So after a promising first drive here in the third quarter of play, it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and now Battle Creek is going to punt the football and try to pin the Hawks back deep. This is Zach Beller. He will stand at his own 50-yard line. Beller gets the snap. He's going to get it away. It's going to angle to the far side. St. Cecilia retrieves it at about the 10, back to the 15. And that's going to be Driscoll bringing the ball back. Again, a very dangerous return. Boy, the return men for St. Cecilia, they live dangerous lives back there. They pick up some balls that probably shouldn't be caught back there.
Well, they do, and the punter, Zach Beller, got that one off, and it was a nice spiral punt and worked its way to the far side of the field. And, again, Driscoll fields that one over at about the 8-yard line, takes it upfield, and gets it to nearly the 17-yard line, officially the 16-yard line. So we'll see what the Hawks, their first possession here of the second half, 7:19 left to go in the third quarter. Still a tie ball game, 14-14.
Cannon Howell is your quarterback. It's going to be Herman staying in the backfield as they go to the first man through. That's going to be Wilnert, and he's going to be drugged down immediately. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. And guess who? Guess who again? That's Louis DeJager, 6 foot, 245, and a junior. That's his eighth tackle of the evening. He has been all over the place for the Braves.
Well, and that guy is right over top of Dallas Kiminal. And, boy, they're going to have to give Dallas Kiminal some help up front because DeJager is just absolutely manhandling. Dallas Kiminal only 165 pounds. You look at DeJager on that front line, 245 pounds, and he's all man. He's throwing these offensive linemen for St. Cecilia around tonight.
It is second down and long here for the Hawks. Here's the option play. Pitch back comes to Driscoll. Driscoll brings it across the 20 onto the 23-yard line. Avery Driscoll with some good speed there. If he can just get a little seam there, he would be gone. But Welke brings him down defensively for Battle Creek. So that was a pickup of about 9 yards in the play, but because of the loss in the preceding play, St. Cecilia will still be looking at a third down situation. We're already down to 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And this is the first possession for St. Cecilia in the second half.
Well, and if St. Cecilia continues to keep pounding it out and picking up first downs, we're going to be into the fourth quarter pretty quick. That's why each possession is going to be very, very important.
There's a delayed draw to Driscoll, and now they're going to have to put the football away as Driscoll is dropped on the play. A loss in the play of about 5 yards. Another great play there. That's a Jake Finkrell. Getting in there, the middle linebacker on the blitz, 6 foot, 170-pound junior, nailing Driscoll for a loss, and now St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away.
Wow, and from my vantage point, Finkrell just shot right through the line. Nobody picked him up for St. Cecilia. He was an unmarked man on the blitz, and he knocked Driscoll down for nearly a 5-yard loss, and now got to be careful. It's the dangerous Jared Beller back deep for Battle Creek on this punt return.
He's going to have a chance. Beller looks up, grabs the ball at the 50. Beller is spun down at the 48-yard line. That's Wildert down there. Tyler Wildert for St. Cecilia on the special teams. Just as Beller caught the ball, Beller goes down. So nothing doing here. That was a 71-yard punt return that he brought it back early in the ball game in the second quarter, but not here tonight. Nice kick. And now it's going to be Battle Creek taking over just shy of the 50-yard line between the 49 and the 50.
About a 31-yard punt, but good special teams play there by Ty Willner, able to get down there and bring down Jared Beller. No gain on the return. The ball just inside Battle Creek territory at the 49.
There's a running play again, running with a football there. Is going to be Zaki, and Zaki is spun down just as he got to the 50-yard line. Alex Sheehy into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Boy, if you like defense, Jimmy, this has been a hard-hitting defensive struggle here tonight between Battle Creek and St. Cecilia. Winner moves on to the semifinals next Tuesday against either North Platte St. Pat's or Donovan Trumbull. And right now they are at halftime where North Platte St. Pat's has the lead over Donovan Trumbull. It is 14-6. Second down and 9 yards to go. The ball is at the 49-yard line of St. Cecilia. Battle Creek on their second offensive possession of the second half. There's another running play off of left tackle. Running with the ball there is going to be Zotke. Zotke across the 45 down to about the 44. He is brought down there by Tyler Willard of Hastings St. Cecilia. They bring it all the way down to about the 43, so a pickup of 6 yards in that last play. And now Battle Creek could be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 2.5 yards to go. The Braves with the ball at the Hastings St. Cecilia 43-yard line. 4:10 remaining here in quarter number three. The quarterback is Beller. He's got the guy set down in the Maryland I formation behind him. There's a handoff again to Zotke. Following a blocker, down he goes. He did not get to the first down, stakes, I do not believe. Willard is in on the stop for the Blue Hawks defense. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and about a yard to go. The ball is sitting down at the 42-yard line of St. Cecilia. Boy, you want to go for it here, Jimmy, on fourth down and a yard, but you got to play field position, I think. I don't think either team is going to be able to drive the ball 80 or 90 yards against the other one.
And I thought for a minute that maybe head coach Andrew Carlson was going to roll the dice and go for this on fourth and one, but he sends Zach Beller back deep to, and he will kick the football away.
He's going to kick her away, and here's St. Cecilia going to field the ball at the 10-yard line down the go at about the 12 or the 13. Oh, that's Driscoll bringing the ball back there for Hastings St. Cecilia. High school football tonight brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier for you for a lifetime. Also by Tom Dinsdale at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. It is tied up at 14 points apiece here. Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek doing battle. St. Cecilia will start this drive from the 15. There's that little fullback trap play, and that's going to be a good gain out to about the 18-yard line. So Willard carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. They give him only a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Dustin Walters of Battle Creek. We're down to under 3 minutes to play. Both of these teams keeping the ball on the ground, so naturally the clock is running. And possessions down the stretch are going to be very, very important. You got to make do with everything you can get here. There's a handoff again. That's going to be, I think that's Herman carrying the ball for St. Cecilia as he brings the ball close to the 20-yard line. So Herman back in there for the Hawks, brings the ball to the 20. Well, this is just like running against a brick wall, isn't it, Jimmy? Yards are tough to come by here tonight.
They really are. Just looking at the numbers, Battle Creek in this third quarter with 11 offensive plays, all rushes, actually 12, one pass play. And then you look at the St. Cecilia, everything on the ground, five rush plays, 10 yards, but the Hawks looking at a big third down call, third and three at the 22.
They give the ball away to Herman, and he is going to run into a...
I don't think he got it.
No, he ran into nothing but white shirts there. He just put his head down there and drove the ball into the stack, and I don't think he made it. We'll see where the officials spot the football here. Finkrell is in on the stop there for Battle Creek. And now they're going to, I believe, bring in the chains from the far sideline. That's going to be the case. We got the measurement gang coming out here again at Duncan Field to measure for a possible first down. The Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang is making their second appearance on the field here tonight. That was a third down and three situation. I'll tell you what, he didn't get far as they stretch the chains out here, and they stretch them out. It's going to be a first down. Maybe an inch. Maybe an inch.
Maybe the width of your shoestring That was very, very close. I didn't think that Herman got it. The hole closed up very quickly again by the big four of that Battle Creek front defensive line, and they have done a great job all night. But, boy, they give him a good spot. He picks up the ninth first down of the night for St. Cecilia out to the 25-yard line, and the clock moving nearing the two-minute mark in the third quarter.
Herman again is going to get a call here at the 25, and he gets it to about the 26. Herman is tackled into play, and that's going to be DeJager again, also Mitch Schnabel in there for the Battle Creek Braves. A pickup of one, second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 26-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Hawks seven carries here in the third quarter, just 13 yards. Patrick Herman now with 21 carries and 43 yards, but it's just a handoff right and a yard, handoff left and a couple yards. Very tough.
Here's Herman again. He's to the 27-yard line. We're picking up at a yard apiece here. Here's Louis DeJager again into the stop for the Battle Creek Braves. So they move the ball. They're going to give him forward progress to the 28. They're getting a bit greedy here, taking 2 yards in that last possession there, the last play by Patrick Herman. We're down to 1:10 to play here in the third. Third down and 7 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 28-yard line. Well, tied up at 14 points apiece.
And the Hawks haven't done it much tonight. Sheehy's caught the only two balls tonight. We'll see what that Carl Tesmer have. He's going to throw the football.
They roll to the right side. Howell is under pressure. He eludes one man. He eludes the second man. He throws the ball to the far side. It's going to be into the Battle Creek bench. They want intentional grounding over there. And we will see the officials looking. The Jaeger was the guy who was applying the pressure again for the Battle Creek Braves. I don't think the penalty flag went down. It's just going to be an incomplete pass. Cannon Howell gets outside the pocket and just throws the ball into the Battle Creek bench. But Louis the Jaeger again running down the quarterback, Cannon Howell.
I was going to say the go-to guy tonight has been Sheehy, and they had him lined up as a tight end on the right side, and he kind of ran about a 10-yard out pattern, and boy, if Howell would have had the time, but the pressure was coming very quickly from the Brave defense, and he had to just throw that football away. It'll be Gonzalez punting the pig away.
Beller's back deep. He's going to grab the ball, but he had to go down to his knees to stop that one. Like a shortstop there. He goes down to one knee, and he grabs the ball. He's got to stay put there, so that's where Battle Creek is going to start. First down and 10 on their own 40-yard line.
Well, we talked about how the going has been tough here in the third quarter for the Hawks. One pass play, eight rushes, and only 15 total yards of offense, and we're going to be to the end of this third quarter here in 43 seconds. For Battle Creek, it's been 11 carries, 47 yards, one pass attempt. That fell incomplete, and it's just, as we said, a handoff right, couple yards, handoff left, 1 yard. No dust here. This is a good playing conditions. A nice turf here in Hastings. Battle Creek takes over at their own 39-yard line. 43 seconds left to go.
Now a wide set. Now they're going to hand the ball off to Beller on the end around, and Beller's going to be stopped at the 42. So they spread the three wide receivers out. Beller comes back and gets the handoff, tries to get outside. He's got tremendous speed, but he runs right into Alex Sheehy. We'll give him a pickup of two, so a whole lot of running there for Beller, but he makes 2 yards on the play. Actually, going to bring him closer to 3 yards on the play as they bring the ball up to the 43-yard line. It's going to be under 15 seconds to play as Battle Creek will break huddle here. Ball's on the near side hash mark. Battle Creek with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Double tight ends. Bell and I formation behind their quarterback, Zach Beller. He turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Renner, and he's hit. Down he goes in the backfield. And coming in there to make the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Ty Mangers. Ty Mangers, like he was shot out of a cannon there on the defensive line, brings him down, a loss of about 4 yards in a play. And that's going to bring up a third and 10, and that is going to be the end of the third quarter of play. 14-14. Three quarters in the books tonight here at Dunklin Field in the Class C2 state quarterfinal ball game. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 14 and Battle Creek 14.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
1230 KHAS.
The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. At halftime now, it's Boone Central, Newman Grove in Class C1. leading Norfolk Catholic by the score of 20-0. And in Class C2, North Platte St. Pat's is leading Donovan Trumbull 14-6 at halftime.
Third quarter numbers brought to you again by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Allen. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Listen to these numbers. In that third quarter, only 47 yards of total offense for Battle Creek, 15 for St. Cecilia. In the ball game now, the Hawks have thrown for 31 yards. They've rushed for 80 on 37 carries, so 111 total yards for St. Cecilia. For Battle Creek, it's 1-2 passing by Beller for just 6 yards, 26 carries, 78 yards, so 84 yards of total offense for 195 total yards between the two teams. And we are entering the last quarter of quarterfinal action here in Hastings at a juggernaut. It is 14-0. And Battle Creek back out with a third down and about nearly 10 call here.
Tied up at 14 points apiece going into the fourth quarter. Here's Beller. He wants to throw. Cox the arm. Now throws the ball down the sideline. A jump ball down there inside the 30-yard line. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. He made the catch inside the 30-yard line for Battle Creek. That is Jared Beller. Zach Beller to Jared Beller with a jump ball down there inside the 30-yard line. Jared Beller brings it down as he wins the jump, and Battle Creek is in business inside the Hawk 30-yard line.
Jared Beller has a 71-yard punt return and now a 32-yard very crucial pass reception from his brother down on the far side of the field, and I believe that was Cato on coverage, and Cato was in good position. That was just a tremendous catch by Beller. Biggest play of the second half. And it goes by the way of Battle Creek, and they got the football at the St. Cecilia 28.
There's a little inside handoff and a little trap play. Running the ball there is going to be Bodie. And Bodie takes the ball close to the 25-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Alex Sheehy of Eastern St. Cecilia. Remember, the clock is running here with these two teams running the football. In the second half, we're down to 11:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. You get a score here, and it's going to be very tough for the opposition to come back.
Yeah, you're not going to get much more than, for sure, one, maybe two possessions. St. Cecilia has to come up with a big defensive stop here.
There's the option play to the near side. They pitch the ball back here to Renner. Renner's going to be hit, down he goes. He was stopped at about the 30, but he springs forward to about the 28-yard line. Gus Clark into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also in there was Trevor Ernst. So what they picked up in the preceding play, they lost it there. And now Battle Creek will be looking at a third down situation, third down and 10. The football is down here at the Hastings St. Cecilia, 28-and-a-half-yard line.
Well, and Beller run the option to the left side, and Gus Clark did a tremendous job fighting off his blocker, was able to get down around the ankles of the ball carrier, Renner, and then a host of Hawks came in there to gang tackle and for a loss of three. So it's going to be third down and 10, ball back at the 28.
Three wide receivers split to the right side. Beller wants to throw, cocks the arm, throws the ball down the right side. It's going to be caught again. Did he hang on to it? No. He was out of bounds over there. He was out of bounds in front of the Battle Creek bench down there at around the 18-yard line. That would have been enough for a first down, but he comes down out of bounds, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation now for Battle Creek.
Well, and now what do you do? Andrew Carlson, head coach for Battle Creek, you're probably out of field goal range. It would be a bomb if you did. The breeze is still blowing slightly over our shoulders, which would be in to the face of the kicker, and it's going to be the quarterback, Zach Beller, going to walk to the sidelines, and yeah, him and head coach Andrew Carlson, they want to talk about this. It's a big call on fourth down.
Battle Creek is taking their first time out of the
Zach Beller, his longest field goal attempt this year was 39 yards. So he's going to be probably beyond that here, just right about at it. So we're going to see what head coach Andrew Carlson elects to do here with 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play in quarter number four at Duncan Field. Again, our scoreboard updates brought to you tonight by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. You can visit them on the web at furnituredirect.com. As we head to Class C1, Cozad and Gothenburg just underway in the first quarter, no score. Boone Central is leading Norfolk Catholic 20-0. They are at halftime. Also at halftime, Columbus Lakeview 28 and Bishop Newman 20. And Lincoln Christian is leading Ashland Greenwood by a score of 7-0 in the first quarter. Class C2, they're at halftime. North Platte St. Pat's 14, Donovan Trumbull 6. Hastings St. Cecilia and Battle Creek tied up at 14 points apiece. Malcolm and Centennial just getting started. No score in the first quarter. Aquinas Catholic is leading Lutheran High Northeast 21-0. They are in the third quarter of play. Class D1, Overton 28, Twin Loop 7. They're in the second quarter. Hemingford beat Elm Creek today 20-7. Exeter Milligan has beaten Randolph by a score of 42-22. And also in Class C2, we'll get to the rest of the scores and also run down the rest of the scores as we get going here. It's fourth down and 10 yards to go. Ball is at the 28-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Beller has got the ball. He backs up. He rolls to his right. He throws the ball on the right side. Beller makes the catch. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. As he hauls it down, he's got a first down at the St. Cecilia 17-yard line. Zach Beller to Jared Beller, connecting again for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down to the St. Cecilia's 17-yard line.
That is first down number eight for Battle Creek in the game. And if Battle Creek goes on to win this game, it is going to be all on the legs and hands of Jared Beller. 71-yard punt return for Beller. He's got two catches on this drive for 44 yards and one no bigger than a 12-yard out pattern. And he was hit perfectly by Zach Beller. First down, and they are knocking on touchdown door.
Zach Beller again. He turns and hands the ball away. There's an inside trap play. Banging his way, that's going to be Bodie. Bodie is across the 15-yard line, down to close to 10. Trevor Ernst down in the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Bodie takes the ball just inside the 10-yard line. Wow, 9 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We are tied up at 14 points apiece, Battle Creek and the Hawks tonight.
What a ball game, and what a not so much a huge gamble, because if you don't make it on fourth down, you still got to force the opposition. They would have had a good 70 yards to go. That's all for naught. That's out the window now. Now Battle Creek looks at a second down and three. The ball inside the Hawk 10.
That's Beller up under center again. Gives the ball away to Bodie. Bodie for one. Bodie for two. Maybe 3 yards as he goes off of the right side of that offensive line. Getting up there for Hastings St. Cecilia. The final guy to get up was Cody Zexter. That's another first down, another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down to the 5.5-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Randy Aarons, the defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia, signaling in the play here on the near sideline. Here comes a play off the far side and their head coach, Andrew Carlson. It is first down and goal for the Battle Creek Braves. They are undefeated on the season. They are 10-0. Looking to beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight here at Duncan.
And don't look for anything flashy out of Battle Creek and Andrew Carlson's troops here. They do have a couple of wide receivers going out the left side, but they've been able to jam this football down St. Cecilia's throat here on this drive.
First down and goal from the 5-yard line. Bodie gets the call, and they blow this one dead. Bodie took it close to the goal line there, but we've got a delay of game. A delay of game against Battle Creek. Wow. You're down in the 5-yard line. You got to be advised of that. Maybe a delay of game on Battle Creek. That moves it back to the 10-yard line.
Penalty number 6 on the night for the Braves. And, yeah, that's every penalty, every little mistake, little nick in your armor right now is going to come very precious here with 8:44 left to go in this ball game.
No nick in our armors tonight.
No.
It's too cold for that.
Oh, goodness.
It's first down and goal from the 10-yard line. Battle Creek has got the ball to Hastings St. Cecilia 10. Double tight ends. We've got the Maryland I formation with all three backs stacked up behind Zach Beller. There's a handoff. Runner has got the ball. Runner's at the 10-yard line. Runner down to about the 6. Derek Runner takes the ball down to about the 6-yard line. They're right in the center of the field, too, if you're thinking field goal here. Sheehy into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks have a man slow in getting up. That's going to be Tyler Wildert. Tyler Wildert is slow in getting up here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And he looks like he might be in some pain out there at about the 7-yard line. That would be a big blow if St. Cecilia falls behind here. Tyler Wildert is down on the play. He has done a great job for the Hawks, not only on offense, but also on defense here tonight for St. Cecilia. We are down to 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the football game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14 and Battle Creek 14.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company. Hastings,
1230 KHAS.
back here at Duncan Field. Now they're assisting Tyler Willard off of the field. Tyler Willard now comes off. And he is not putting any weight whatsoever on his left leg as well. So a big blow there. Tyler Willard, one of the linebackers and one of the running backs here for Hastings St. Cecilia, is going to be Dayton Seely coming in to replace him in there at the one of the linebacker spots.
Boy, and not having Wilner in there, he anchors your middle down at that middle linebacker spot. Let's see if Battle Creek elects to go right at the middle at the young Seely.
Second down and goal from the 5-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Battle Creek trying to take the lead. Here's Beller trying to get outside. He doesn't get there. Does not get outside the numbers. He is brought down into play. That is Sheehy out there again for Hastings St. Cecilia. A loss of a yard in the play. Third down now and goal for Battle Creek.
Boy, and I tell you what, St. Cecilia has some good team speed as Beller tries to run the option play to the outside, just calls his own number. And again, Sheehy, who has had a good night offensively, has had just as well a good night on the defensive side of things. And he brings down Beller for a yard loss, so it's going to be third down at the 6-yard line of St. Cecilia. 7:45 left to go in the ballgame.
The ninth tackle there for Sheehy. Here's Beller again. He hands the ball away. Runner with the ball. Runner is at the 9. He's at the 5-yard line. He gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Beller goes to Runner. Derek Runner scores for Battle Creek, and the Braves have the lead with 7:34 to play.
12 carries now and 42 yards for Renner. 6 yards off left side. They opened up a nice seam as he got the handoff from the quarterback Beller, and he takes it right behind his left guard and left tackle. And gets it into the end zone before any St. Cecilia defender could get around. And that, my friends, is a big, big score. Even more importantly, the PAT coming from Beller right here.
All right, Zach Beller to attempt the PAT, 38 out of 51 so far this season. He bangs the PAT through the pipes. It is good. The point after touchdown was good. Battle Creek has got a 7-point lead. 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Battle Creek 21, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Winner of this ball game moves on to play the winner of the North Platte St. Pat's Donovan Trumbull ball game on Tuesday. They're in the third quarter now. Donovan Trumbull has scored. It's Donovan Trumbull 14 and North Platte St. Pat's 14.
Boy, they got a ball game just about, what, 12, 15 miles away from us right now, right up Highway 281. Injury update, it does not appear that Ty Wilner is going to be back in this ballgame. They put the coat on him and taken away his helmet. That is a huge loss as Driscoll takes the kickoff.
Brings it back to the 20-yard line. Driscoll coming outside the numbers. He's at 25 down the sideline, 30, 35, 40, 45, and he's chopped down at the 47-yard line. Over here for Battle Creek was the kicker, Zach Beller, brings him down at the 47-yard line, so the Hawks still in business here. 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's now 21-14 Battle Creek.
Avery Driscoll, way to get your football team back in the ballgame. He fielded that back around the 20-yard line, brings it all the way out near midfield, makes a couple of nice nifty moves right in front of his head coach and his team. And he brings it all the way up. They'll spot it down at the 47-yard line. Lots of time left, 7:26 left to go. But when you run the football all the time, there's not a lot of time left. We'll see what the Hawks elect to do here.
Cannon Howell pitches the ball back to Herman. Now he heads the ball away to Driscoll. He fumbles the football. He wants to throw it. He throws it downfield. It's incomplete.
Oh, my.
Boy, you can't ruin a play like that. It was going to be a double reverse with a pass, and they fumble the football. Herman handed the ball away to Driscoll, who fumbles it, had to pick it back up, and he just throws it in the center of the field, incomplete.
If you were either Jake Cato or Alex Sheehy on that pattern, you could have even made that catch. Both receivers back deep for St. Cecilia. There was no one around. Nobody home for Battle Creek. They were able to get by the secondary as they were all going towards the run, the reverse on the left side of the field. Nobody home, but that play was blown up and an incomplete pass on the trick play.
Here's the option play to Herman now. He's across the 45 to the 50-yard line. Maybe brings it to the 49-yard line of Battle Creek. The tackle is made in there by Jake Finkrell of the Braves. He stays in bounds, so the clock will continue to run. So a busted play there, a blown-up play, and then a short gain here. And St. Cecilia will be looking at a third-down situation, third down and six from the 49-yard line of Battle Creek.
Well, when we talk about big plays in big games, Battle Creek has had them. St. Cecilia has yet to have one. That last trick play could have been the one, but they get a four-yard gain out of Patrick Herman.
There's a pass that's going to be nearly intercepted. They throw it to the wide side of the field trying to get it to Cato. That ball was nearly intercepted, Jimmy, by guess who? That was Jared Beller over there again for Battle Creek, and he was about 2 inches away from taking that one all the way.
Yep, that would have been a pick six. And again, Hal has had one intercepted tonight. He's had his last four passes. They have come very few and far between, but four passes have gone incomplete. And now what will St. Cecilia and Carl Tesmer do? They've got a fourth and five. Actually, fourth and five officially at the 48-yard line. And it'll be Gonzalez back in punt formation. And the very dangerous Jared Beller back inside his own 25-yard line to field the punt.
Gonzalez will stand at his own 37. Good snap. He gets the ball away. A fluttery kick comes to the near side. Beller's going to let it drop in front of him. Now it kind of takes an awkward bounce down there. It takes a back into the center of the field. And they run down the football down around the 10. So now you're Battle Creek here. You're down to 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play. You pick up a couple of first downs, and St. Cecilia may not get the ball back again here. They could virtually wind the clock down here with a couple of first downs.
Well, you can look at a couple of things. The punt by Aaron Gonzalez was very key. He was able to get it off, and then it stayed in bounds. It bounced down around the 20 and then kind of bounced back into the center of the field. And now they'll spot it down at the 11-yard line. So Gonzalez did his job. Now the Hawk defense and Randy Aaron's squad needs to stand tall here. They need a three and out. Then they'll get good field position. They can ill afford to give Battle Creek a couple of first downs with 6:26 left to go in the game.
Zach Beller is up under center. He hands the ball away straight ahead. Not much there as he just bang a couple of yards out of the thing here. Running the football there is going to be looks like Bodie's going to carry the ball there for the Battle Creek Braves. Yeah, you're right. If they can hold him down here, Jimmy, they'll get great field position. They got a second down and six right now. The ball is pushed down here to the 15-yard line. That's the Battle Creek 15. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That is Zach Kirby. Back to the I formation. The tight end lined up to the left side of the formation. Beller again is going to hand the ball away. And banging his way for another yard, maybe two. Straight ahead, that's a Sheehy on the stop, and the ball carrier there is going to be Bodie. So back-to-back carries there for Trev Bodie. And now it's an all-important big play here for Battle Creek. It is third down at about 3.5 yards to go. The football is at the 17.5-yard line of Battle Creek, and they got to move the ball just across the 20 for the first down.
Well, and the way the clock is running now, the clock is going to be nearly to a 5:10 mark before this snap is taken. This is a huge third down play. The Hawks have to get the Braves off the field here on this third down call.
So third down here in short. Here's a handoff. That's a runner with the ball. Runner is not going to get there as he tries to take it off a right tackle. Now he squirts loose, but he's still going to be brought down. So Runner gets the ball close to the 20-yard line, but he had to take the ball across the 20 for the first down. Alex Sheehy in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now we're under 5 minutes to go. The Hawks are trailing. The score is 21-14 to Battle Creek. Now they're going to bring in the chains off of the far sideline. The Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang is going to come out for the all-important measurement. Again, they only needed 3 yards. They stretch out the chains. They put it down, and it's going to be just short. Ooh. Just short for Battle Creek. And now you can't try anything down here. You got to punt the football away. So here comes the punt team out here for Battle Creek.
Andrew Carlson goes for it at his own 20-yard line on 4th and 1. He will go with us to Vegas next time.
If he don't make it, he'll meet the Lynch squad.
Yeah, and he's got a huge squad here in attendance. But a good defensive stand there, and it'll be Beller, number two, back deep to punt. And I believe Cato back deep, or is it Driscoll back deep for St. Cecilia?
But he's standing at the 46-yard line of Battle Creek.
Going to be good field position for St. Cecilia.
Clock is running at the 4:47 mark. Here's Beller going to get into the football. And a pretty good kick is going to bounce at the 45. Takes a Battle Creek bounce across the 50 to the 45. And she'll be down at the 43-yard line. But still tremendous field position here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They will start maybe their last drive of the season unless they can stick it in the end zone here. Jimmy, they'll start this drive at the 43.
Well, and the Hawks have to be very, very mind-worthy right now of the clock because of the way they've been running their offense all night, just grinding it out. They're going to have to pick up some big chunks of yardage, or this clock is at 4:36 now. They're going to find themselves in clock problems as they are at the 43-yard line, their own 43, to start this drive out.
All right, the quarterback, Cannon Howell, is going to hand the ball away again to Cato, but we got penalty flags down. An illegal procedure on St. Cecilia.
Going to be Avery Driscoll on the lined up on the right side. The slot just jumped early. And, boy, we talked about big plays and big games, mistakes. Boy, you've got to be in the ball game. This is the quarterfinals of C2 State. You've got to know what the snap count is. You cannot be jumping, and it'll cost the Hawks five. Push them back to the 38-yard line.
21-14, Battle Creek has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C2 quarterfinals tonight from Duncan Field. Ball is right in the center of the field now. St. Cecilia will spread with the wide receivers to the left and to the right. Two running backs in the backfield beside Cannon Howell. Cato comes in motion to give the ball away to him. Penalty flags down. Cato has got the ball at the 40 to the 45 to the 50. He lunges forward to the 47. I think the Hawks are going to be in motion again.
Yeah, I think that's going to go against St. Cecilia again. And for Cato, it was a that little reverse play to the near side of the field. Was able to pick up a yardage all the way out towards midfield. They got the football sitting right down in front of us. But again, another mistake for St. Cecilia.
That's two false starts on St. Cecilia, and perhaps the most important drive of your season here. So now we're looking at first down and 20 for the Hawks.
Incredible. Late in a ball game and late this season, you just don't see many mistakes out of St. Cecilia. Maybe the nerves getting to the Hawks a little bit. Now we're going to have a timeout by Carl Tesmer, and the Hawks will come over and visit with him with 4:28 left to go into the ball game.
This timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We've got 4:28 to play in the game. It's Battle Creek 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. 14-14, Donovan Trumbull and North Platte St. Pat's. They are in the third quarter of play. As soon as we wrap up our coverage here at Duncan Field tonight, locally on 1230 KHAS, we will send you to Donovan and get the finish of that exciting ball game. It is first down and 20 yards to go for Hastings St. Cecilia. Back-to-back penalties here on the offense. Line of scrimmage is now the 33-yard line of St. Cecilia. Here's Cannon Howell. He wants to throw the ball. Here comes some pressure. Howell throws the ball. It's incomplete. Trying to get it over here to Patrick Kerman. And that one bounces to him and up at the 28-yard line. So an incomplete pass. And now St. Cecilia is looking at a second down and 20 situation from their own 33-yard line, trailing by seven.
Well, and St. Cecilia, to a point, being put into a situation that they really don't like to be in. Now, obviously, long down situations, but also throwing the football. They like to just line up and smash it right at you. And now they've got just a couple of downs to get 20 yards. You definitely want to try to get back to the original line of scrimmage and then go from there. But, boy, that was a play that was blown up by the Battle Creek defense, second down and long here for the Hawks.
There's Cato coming in motion again. They're going to give the ball away to him, and now he's going to throw the ball. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Battle Creek at the 43-yard line, and picking the ball off was Jake Finkrell. That was going to be a pass down the field, Jimmy, as they came over here, and they're going to throw the ball. It was tipped. And Finkrell happens to be at the right spot at the right time. He intercepts the ball at the 43-yard line of St. Cecilia.
Yeah, and the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. They seen how much yardage they had with their receivers the last time they tried to run the trick play. They got behind the secondary. They were going to go to Sheehy. He was down here at about the 50-yard line, and he was wide open. But, again, the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. Just too much penetration by the Battle Creek defense. And, wow, a big interception. So the Hawks need a huge, huge stop here, or a big play, a turnover would be golden, as Battle Creek has it in Hawk territory at the 44.
Yeah, Cato came back and got the handoff. He was going to take it downfield, and his pass was deflected. And now it's Battle Creek with the ball. They're just going to grind things out here as they go straight ahead. They're running with a football there. It's going to be a Bodie. Tackle is made by Ernst of Hastings St. Cecilia. So now the clock is running. We're down. We're going to be under 4 minutes to play when the Battle Creek Braves will snap this ball. It is second down. It is second down at the 42-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia after the big interception there by Finkrell. So it's a second down situation and about 8 yards to go. Battle Creek trying to win their 11th straight ball game here in the 2013 season.
Wow, and Battle Creek really in no hurry at all as the quarterback Beller goes to the far sideline, gets the play from Andrew Carlson, and now he kind of hurries his troops on the line of scrimmage on this second down, an 8 call from the Hawk 42.
And here's Beller. He's going to run the ball himself across the 40 down to about the 35-yard line. Spun down right there. He's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. Tackle is made in there by Trevor Ernst of Hastings St. Cecilia. So Jake Finkrell, he gets the big interception with about 4 minutes to play in the ballgame, and now we'll see what Battle Creek can do with the football.
Well, and on that last play, it was the quarterback Beller just on the delayed draw. Seen a little bit of a seam off the right side, just took it himself and was able to get into the Hawk secondary and pick up nearly 7 yards. So it's going to be a third down and a long one for Battle Creek at the Hawk 36-yard line. Time ticking away, 2:48, 2:47.
Backs are in the I formation here for Zach Beller. And now we've got a timeout called here. The head coach for Battle Creek, Andrew Carlson, was running down the sideline and calls the timeout. So we've got a timeout called here with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Battle Creek 21, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Donovan Trumbull has went ahead. The Cardinals now leading in their football game over North Platte St. Pat's 22-14. They are in the third quarter. Winner of this ball game will play the winner of that ball game next Tuesday.
I was going to say, those fans up there, big fans of St. Cecilia, hoping they don't have to travel all the way back to the northeast part of the state. But right now it does not look good. Battle Creek looking at a second or a third down and nearly 2 yards to go.
There's a handoff again. Big hole across the 35 to the 30, down to the Hawk 25-yard line. Big, big hole there for Battle Creek. They come up with a big third down conversion. Gus Clark, another stop for St. Cecilia defensively. Running the ball there was Zotke. Jordan Zotke carrying the ball. And boy, he had a huge hole, Jimmy, on the right side of the offensive line.
Boy, he really did. And, boy, you look at that right side of that offensive line. We were concerned about it coming into the game. A pair of 245-pound guys over there, a guard and tackle. They open up a nice scene. A seam, and Zaki picks up nearly 8 yards and another first down, and the clock is at 2:22 and counting for the season on St. Cecilia.
Zach Beller is up under center, double tight ends. I formation here, using all the time in the world here. On first down and 10, there's a handoff again. That's going to be Zotke, and Zotke is going to be stacked up. Maybe a yard gain as he slides forward for a yard. Sheehy on the stop, and we're going to be under 2 minutes to play now. St. Cecilia is trailing Battle Creek 21-14. Battle Creek uses a 12-play, 61-yard drive after halftime. Get into the end zone here in the fourth quarter.
Well, and again, it's going to come down. The big plays have been on the side of Battle Creek here tonight, and the big punt return, we talked about it, and then a couple of key catches on that long drive. by Jared Beller. Really, the big plays here in the ball game that's propelled Battle Creek to this lead so far.
Second down and 9 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is a 26. Penalty flags are down as they run this play here. It's going to be blown dead. Zotke got the call. It's going to be an illegal procedure call here on Battle Creek.
The Braves back to the 31.
So that's going to bring the ball back to five more yards.
Going
to bring up a second down and about 14 situation as they bring the ball back to about the 31-yard line. 1 minute and 26 seconds to play in the football game, and Hastings St. Cecilia is down by 7 points. And now the play comes in off of the far sideline. Battle Creek looking to extend their winning streak to 11 games here tonight. Kirby is your wide receiver, split out wide to the right side, second down at about 14 yards to go. Beller turns around, takes a look at the clock. It's now down to 1:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. Beller just standing there. And he have his hands under center right now.
Is he froze?
Now he's going to put his hand under center. He hands the ball away. And
wow.
St. Cecilia right there defensively. Zotke trying to carry the ball there, but Sheehy is in on the stop for St. Cecilia. That's going to bring up a third down situation, third down. And now we've got a timeout called here by Andrew Carlson and Boone Central.
So how about Battle Creek? Or Battle Creek?
Battle Creek.
Boone Central's playing tonight. But
We'll give you an update on Boone Central as long as I brought that up.
We'll let you do that. Boy, what a defensive play, though. Alex Sheehy has been all over the field for St. Cecilia tonight.
Your scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Boone Central, my friend. Boone Central Newman Grove does have the lead over Norfolk Catholic during the third quarter, 20-16. Cozad has a 7-3 lead over Gothenburg. They are in the second quarter of play. At halftime, it is Columbus Lakeview leading Bishop Newman. The score is 28-20. Ashland Greenwood is trailing Lincoln Christian 7-6 in the second quarter. Class C2, Donovan has scored again. The Cardinals now leading North Platte St. Pat's by a score of 30-14. Battle Creek with a lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia 21-14. Malcolm is out on top of Centennial 14-7 in the second quarter. In the fourth quarter, Aquinas Catholic 24, Lutheran High Northeast 7. In Class D1, Overton is leading Twin Loop 42-7 there in the third quarter. Hemingford today has beaten Elm Creek by a score of 20-7. We'll get you the rest of the scores before we get out of here tonight. Third down and 15 yards to go. Battle Creek with the ball at the 32-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Beller is going to hand the ball away as they keep it on the ground here. And running the football is going to be Zotke as he brings the ball to about the 30. Tackle again is made by Alex Sheehy for the St. Cecilia defense. The Hawks will immediately call a timeout here with 45 seconds to play. That gives us a chance to get to the rest of the scores in the state playoffs. Brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We told you that Hemingford today beat Elm Creek in Class D1. The score 20-7. Exeter Milligan moves on. They beat the Randolph Cardinals tonight by 20, 42-22. In the third quarter, Creighton has got the lead over Howells Dodge. A big ball game there. Creighton 26, Howells Dodge 14. They're in the third quarter. The rest of the scores in Class D2. We had Amherst today beating Wallace by the score of 50-44. They'll play Stewart next Monday. Stewart winners over Medicine Valley 44-20. Falls City Sacred Heart 51, Humphrey St. Francis 30. That's the final score. And why not today beating Giltner by a score of 52-50. So the defending Class D2 state champions, Giltner, goes down today 52-50 to why not. Fourth down here for Battle Creek. They have got the ball on the St. Cecilia 32-yard line, and Battle Creek will punt the thing with 45 seconds to play. At least they'll line up in punt formation. Zach Beller stands at his own, or at his St. Cecilia's 45-yard line. Beller waiting for the snap here, just going to try to pin the Hawks back deep. Beller's going to get the kick away, angles to the near sideline, bounces at about the 15, down to about the 10-yard line where it goes out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will have one last chance here, Jimmy, to go the length of the field here in 38 seconds. They're down 21-14.
Well, and you look at obviously passing situations here for St. Cecilia, and this is not their forte. It's smash-mouth football. Cannon Howell on the night, 2 of 9 passing, Actually, no, Cannon's 2 of 8 passing. Jake Cato threw the one interception. But Howell with 31 yards, one interception. It's going to be all on his arms. And Alex Sheehy's been the go-to guy tonight.
Last week against Hershey, they did have a big pass play, an 80-yard pass play to Cato. So St. Cecilia can strike. It's first down and 10 yards to go from the 10-yard line. That's the St. Cecilia 10. Cato is your wide receiver, split out wide to the right side. Cannon Howell's got the ball. He fumbles it away. Cannon Howell has to get back on top of it as he pulls away from center a little bit too early. Falls back on top of it. Down around the 10-yard line. He's going to lose about a yard in the play. That's going to bring up second down and 11. Now we're down to 25 seconds to play. Cannon Howell has got wide receivers split out to the right side, and now he just spikes the ball in disgust down to the turf here at Duncan Field. And that's going to bring up a third down situation now.
Well, in frustration for Cannon Howell, he was ready to operate that first down play and try to get a big chunk of yardage. Cato was split out to the right side. They had Sheehy to the left in the slot, and he just simply bobbled the football coming from the center, Kimenaugh. And drop the football, spike that one. Now it's third down, third and long, third and 15 with just 20 seconds left to go in the ball game.
Sheehy is in formation. Now they're going to hand the ball away here in the backfield, and another play that's going to be blown up back there. St. Cecilia comes up with a ball. A pass is going to be caught here, but it's into the center of the field. That's going to be far short of a first down. Again, they were trying to try a double reverse with a pass thrown in there, and they muffed the handoff. Finally, I think that was an offensive lineman that came up there with a football. That was Lance Schmidt. He came up with a ball down around the goal line. He just kind of throws it in the center of the field. And now the officials got to figure this one out.
I would scratch that play from your playbook. That has not worked for three times tonight. They have bobbled the football and fumbled it to the turf every time tonight. The golden opportunity they had was earlier in this second half of action. They had Sheehy and also Cato wide open downfield, but they fumbled the reverse coming around. And yeah, Lance Schmidt picked that up, and he was trying to throw the pass downfield. And I don't think that
I don't think that's legal, is it?
I don't think that's legal. And with 6 seconds left to go here.
They got penalty flags out there.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the clock. I don't think they'd wind 5 seconds off, or would they just wind it to – that would be the ball game, possibly.
Well, let's see here. We're going to have a penalty on St. Cecilia. It's going to bring up a third down situation.
Penalty is against St. Cecilia.
So, obviously, with that double reverse, they have bobbled it 3 times now. It's a play that has not worked. Carl Tesmer keeps going back to the well.
Half the distance to the goal line.
So it's third down and long. We're not really concerned about that. We're concerned with the entire green real estate ahead of them here.
Yeah.
They need a touchdown with 6 seconds to play. Cannon Howell comes up under center again. This could be the season for Hastings St. Cecilia. They pitch the ball back again. They try that little double reverse. Here comes a runner to this near sideline. It's going to be Cato with the ball. Cato's across the 20. Cato breaks it to the far sideline to the 25. Cato's at the 30. Cato is at the 35-yard line. He's going to be drunk down there. And that's going to be the ball game. The Battle Creek Braves have beaten Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in the Class C2 quarterfinals as the Hawks go down in defeat tonight here at Duncan Field. And a great football game played between Battle Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia. The Braves going to get out of here with a victory tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. The final score of 21-14. We'll come back to recap this one for you in 1 minute.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
So the Battle Creek Braves, they come to Hastings, and they knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in the Class C2 state quarterfinals. A final score of 21-14 in a whale of a football game played tonight here at Duncan Field. Jimmy will total up the numbers. We'll get you the scoring before we move on here tonight. It was a great first half of play. St. Cecilia got on the scoreboard first. They controlled the first quarter. Had the ball most of the time there in the first quarter. They finally got in there from 3 yards out, capping off an 8-play, 26-yard drive after a short punt from Battle Creek. St. Cecilia, 8 plays, 26 yards. 3-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll. The PAT made it 7-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. Battle Creek then got on the scoreboard on the second quarter. A 1-yard run by Zach Beller. An 8-play, 70-yard drive. The PAT was good. That tied things up at 7 points apiece. Jared Beller then ran 71 yards on a punt return for Battle Creek. That occurred at the 5:34 mark. The PAT was good. Battle Creek had a 14-7 lead over St. Cecilia. But the Hawks come right back. They go on a 15-play, 68-yard drive at the end of the second quarter. That was a 5.5-minute drive. And finally, Patrick Kerman took it in from 2 yards out. The score was tied 14-14 at halftime. The only score of the second half came at the 7:34 mark of the fourth quarter, a 9-yard touchdown run by Derek Runner. That was a 12-play, 61-yard drive. The PAT was good. That made the score 21-14. Maybe the play of the game was late. St. Cecilia had a chance to drive the field, but a ball was deflected. Jake Finkrell intercepts the ball with about 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter at the St. Cecilia 44-yard line. And Battle Creek gets out of here with a victory over St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 21-14. So St. Cecilia finishes the year with a mark of 8 wins and 3 losses. And Battle Creek, they will move on to the semifinals next Tuesday. They're marked now at 11 wins and no losses.
Final game numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For the victorious Battle Creek Braves in the ball game, their quarterback, Zach Beller, was 3 of 5 passing for 50 yards. But, boy, 44 of them were very critical on that long drive in that third quarter to his brother, Jared. We'll get into his numbers here momentarily. On the ground, 42 carries for Battle Creek, just 128 yards, so 178 a total offense for Battle Creek on 47 offensive plays. 10 first downs and 77 penalties for Battle Creek here in the ballgame. Some individual leaders in the game. It was Jordan Zaki, 10 carries, 33 yards. Boy, a three-headed monster here for Andrew Carlson, three very good running backs. The other guys of note is Trev Bodie. He had 11 carries and 45 yards. And the other guy in there for Battle Creek was Derek Renner. He ends the ball game with 12 carries and 38 yards. Renner with one touchdown in the ball game. The big guy we talk about, all-purpose yards, 115 yards of all-purpose yardage for Jared Beller tonight. He had a 71-yard punt return in the first half of action, 2 receptions and 44 yards, and those were very crucial here in this quarterfinal game in Hastings. For Hastings St. Cecilia in the ballgame, Cannon Howell was 2 of 8 passing for just 31 yards, 1 interception in the ballgame. Jake Cato was 0 for 1. He had the 1 interception on the little bit of trickery for St. Cecilia there late in the ballgame. The Hawks rushed it 40 times for 109 yards, so 140 of total offense for St. Cecilia in the ballgame. The Hawks had 96 yards in the first half, so Battle Creek defense really stepped up their defense a couple of notches there in that second half. Some individual leaders in the ballgame. Patrick Herman ends the night with 23 carries, just 49 yards. Herman with 1 touchdown on the night. Avery Driscoll had 5 carries and 25 yards. He also had a touchdown. And Ty Wilner, 5 carries and just 11 yards. The Hawks with 10 first downs and 5 penalties in the night. Might add Alex Sheehy, not only on the defensive side of things, I believe leading tackler in the ballgame. He was all over the field but had a couple of receptions for 31 yards. But another successful season for Carl Tesmer and Randy Ahrens. It doesn't end probably the way they want it at home at Duncan Field. But this is a good ball club that Andrew Carlson has in Battle Creek. And, boy, it'll be interesting to see who they face at the ball game up the road. Donovan Trimble and North Platte St. Pat's is going to come down to the wire there to see who they play in the semifinals.
That game is now in the fourth quarter, and Donovan Trumbull is leading North Platte St. Pat's by 10. It is 30-20. So Battle Creek wins it tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. The final score of 21-14. Folks in Norfolk on News Talk, WJAG 105.9 FM and WJAG.com. You guys are breaking away. Congratulations on your Battle Creek Braves for picking up the win tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. And the folks here on 1230 KHAS, stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up and the coach's postgame show. Again, the final score in this one, it was Battle Creek knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Final score of 21-14.
What?
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
This is the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back here at Duncan Field, again, Battle Creek knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 21-14. As Jimmy mentioned, Alex Sheehy is the guy who really stood out in the football game here today, both offensively and defensively. Patrick Herman, as much offense as St. Cecilia could muster here tonight, 23 carries and 49 yards. A couple of guys that come to mind right off the bat. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia in this losing cause is going to be Alex Sheehy. Again, Sheehy all over the place defensively tonight. We had him with 15 tackles in the ball game tonight, two quarterback sacks on offense, two receptions, and 31 yards for Alex Sheehy, but all in a losing cause here tonight, as Battle Creek comes to town and knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia 21-14 in the Class C2 quarterfinals. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here, doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled?
Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
All right, so waiting for Randy Ahrens, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, to make his way up to the broadcast booth here tonight, Jimmy. But really not a whole lot of offense in this ball game, and it really came down to the defensive effort tonight.
Well, it really did, and whenever you get two teams together that their formula is just line it up and the defense has to stop you, it made it very, very tough, and you're not going to get a lot of yardage out of there unless you get some big plays, obviously broken, but there really wasn't big plays. You look at big plays in the game offensively for Battle Creek as far as rushing the football. They had a 16-yard gain, was the biggest play from scrimmage. They had a 32-yard pass play. You look at St. Cecilia, they had a 28-yard pass play, but then their biggest play from the line of scrimmage actually was the last play of the game on the reverse from Jake Cato. That went for 30 yards. So, again, not a lot of yardage for either football team in the ball game. And Battle Creek, they're undefeated for a reason. They came into Hastings and played an outstanding defensive game against Carl Tesmer and his St. Cecilia Bluehawks here tonight.
It'll be Battle Creek moving on to the state semifinals next week. And we're taking a look up at Donovan. It's now in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull is out on top of North Platte St. Pat's now by a score of 36-20. So Donovan Trumbull out by 16 points in the fourth quarter. They lead North Platte St. Pat's now by a score of 36-20. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Yeah, back at Duncan Field, it was Battle Creek coming to town here tonight to beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 21-14. We're going to get you to Donovan Trumbull here in just a few minutes. We'll get you the conclusion of that ball game going on in Donovan, with the Cardinals continuing to lead 36-20. Some other scores right now. Cozad is out on top of Gothenburg, 14-3. They're at halftime. Boone Central has a fourth-quarter lead over Norfolk Catholic. It is 34-16. Columbus Lakeview leading Bishop Newman 42-28 during the third. At halftime is Lincoln Christian leading Ashland Greenwood at halftime by a score of 13-6. Again in Class C2, Donovan Trumbull 36, North Platte St. Pat's 20. They're in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia losing here tonight to Battle Creek 21-14. At halftime, Malcolm 14, Centennial 7. In the fourth quarter, it's Aquinas Catholic over Lutheran High Northeast 24-13. Class D1 in the third quarter, Overton 42, Twin Loop 7. Final score in, Hemingford beat Elm Creek tonight by a score of 20-7. Final score in, Exeter Milligan 42, Randolph 22. In the fourth quarter, Creighton 34 and Howells Dodge 22. Finally in Class D2 today, Amherst 50, Wallace 44. That game is final. It was Stewart over Medicine Valley 44-20. That score is final. Fall City Sacred Hearts has romped up a win over Humphrey St. Francis 51-30. And why not today beating Giltner by a score of 52-50. And hopefully Randy Ahrens can make his way back up here to the broadcast facility. I'll tell you what, when you got double duties, when you're athletic director, you got to kind of take care of everything here at the field before we put this baby to rest here tonight. But it's going to be a tough loss, I think, for the Hawks to swallow here tonight.
Well, I really think so. And it just come down to too many big plays they allowed Battle Creek to have in that ball game. And, you know, the Hawks played a pretty sound game offensively. They knew they were going to have their hands full against this Battle Creek defense. But, again, the Hawks fall victim to Battle Creek. Are we going to send her to Donovan?
I think we can get to Donovan Trumbull here and get to the exciting conclusion as we wrap up coverage here at Duncan Field here tonight with the Hawks dropping this one to Battle Creek by a score of 21-14. We'll get you to Donovan. Is he coming up here or not? Let's wait momentarily here as Randy Ahrens is going to try to make his way up to the broadcast facility before we get out of here tonight. Either that or my Gatorade's going to freeze.
Well, if we keep moving around, we'll keep the liquids moving. That'll at least inhibit the opportunity for it to freeze. I've got news for you, though. I didn't bring my LED flashlight to get us out of here before they shut these Musco lighting lights down here. But, yeah, Randy Ahrens has joined us here in our very warm, spacious Blue Hawk nest. Thanks for coming up.
Randy Ahrens.
You know, just a chance for us to talk about the season, finish the season, and, you know, give our kids a kudos here at the end of the year because, you know, it's a tough way to end, but yet you got to look back at the positives and, you know, see what we did throughout the year.
Talk about this football game here tonight. We knew it was going to be a defensive struggle, and that's what it was. It was yards were tough to come by tonight.
Yeah, they were, you know, on both sides of it. And that's one of the things that we just, you know, we've kind of not necessarily hung our hat on defense, but defensive scheme of things has kept us in games throughout the course of the year, throughout the course, you know, the past few years. And so that's just something that comes down a lot of instinct, comes down a lot of heart. Kids wanting to do it, and you saw some kids out there at night that really wanted to do it. And you know, I don't think we got dinged in any part of our game. It's just other than the two big punt returns. And so it's something that we got to feel, you know, the sting hurts, the loss hurts, but yet we need to look at the other good things that happened throughout the game as well.
Yeah, and again, defensively tonight, Alex Sheehy, boy, he really shined. He's played good for you all season long. But, boy, tonight in the quarterfinal match, he really did an outstanding job. Also had a couple of catches for 31 yards in the ballgame.
Yeah, and that's something that you talk about throughout the game. But big-time players step up into big games, and that's something he's done throughout the year. You know, heck, Tyler Wilner, he was having a great game until he went out here late. But I think it's just something that you know, I thank some of the seniors for, you know, what they did in preparation and what they've done trying to get us back to that elite level. I mean, I think we are a very good football team, but the elite level is playing in Lincoln. And so I think our seniors provide leadership that gave us that chance to be almost in Lincoln. And so, you know, people see the score, people that weren't at the game, they're going to think, oh, well, but oh, well, we were pretty darn close.
I'll tell you what, like you said, a couple of big plays, a punt return thrown in there, and then some long tries for Battle Creek when they had to, and then you guys couldn't seal the deal at the end there. Just the execution on the last series was not very good.
Well, and that's something that, you know, when it comes down to a last series and you're playing from behind and the other team knows you're playing from behind, it sometimes makes it difficult to execute that. And we haven't had to do that, to be honest, very often over the past few years. It's one of those things that, you know, unless you do it regularly and they can say, well, we practice it, you execute it in practice, you know, this and that. But when you have to do it at game speed, it makes it very difficult. And so, you know, hats off to Battle Creek. They came down here with a game plan, and they came down with the idea that they wanted to win to be at home next week. And so I think they have a point to prove. But if they're sitting over there on that bus, hopefully their coach is saying, hey, we snuck out of here with one against a very good football team. If I was in that bus, that's something I'd be saying, congratulations, guys. But no, we just beat a very good football team, and that's how I feel about our kids right now.
Well, and you guys are notorious year in and year out to be in this position playing in the very cold temperatures of November, deep into the playoffs. You've been there several years. Just talk a little bit about your seniors you sent out tonight for their last game.
Well, and that's going to be difficult to get them all named here, so hopefully I can pick them off your rosters up here. But, you know, Cannon Howell provided some good leadership at quarterback, and that's something, you know, being a starter coming in, you know, it's different than watching. It's different than playing in JVs. You know, when you have to lead a team in a varsity competition against good teams, it's sometimes difficult, but Cannon did a great job. Patrick Herman coming in as a new student, I think he's been accepted very well, and you didn't see his best game tonight because he's been hampered by injuries here at the latter part of the season. So I think he's been a positive role model. And as I go down, I mentioned Tyler Wilner already. And Tyler, you know, boy, if you want to see a fullback that can run and block, you know, I thought it'd be tough to match, but he's right up there with the good ones we've had, and he can run, block, tackle. You know, and he's a smart kid, so he helped us out a ton there. Again, as I go down the list, Avery Driscoll, could you ask for more from somebody? A more, you know, 160-pound, you know, just a bundle of guts right there. I mean, he just gives it his all and was just so energetic and fearless. And so I think that's somebody that kids can look to is Avery Driscoll and what he does, because, you know, he's a fearless football player that and that's a compliment, you know, because a lot of people aren't able to do that the way he does. And we've already mentioned Alex Sheehy, Ryan Baker, you know, he played through some tough situations, but again, I think he understands the game really well and provided a positive attitude for us. And I'm just going to go down, and then we come to the guys up front with Lance Schmidt. You know, got dinged up a little knee and stuff, but, you know, he gives it all. He tries, very positive. You got Jordan Trausch, who's a role player for us, but if you ask anybody a question about football, Jordan Trausch can answer it for you. You know, so by being intelligent athletically and intelligent in sports, it just makes it, gives himself a chance. Trevor Ernst and Tommy O'Keefe, you know, played side by side 2 years in a row, and I think they're probably about best friends. And what could you ask for in high school football, rather than playing next to your buddy the whole time? And you got 55 and 56, and, you know, playing with your one of your best friends, that's something they can talk about for years. And I think they will. As I told both of them, I think with all the seniors, they prepared, they left it on the field, and it's something that they should have any regrets about at this point. And then Ty Mangers and Mason Furman, Dallas Kimmel, the last three. You know, Ty's one of those quick little guys inside, not necessarily little, but a great lineman in terms he beats people to the punch. Mason Furman, what a great kid. Again, another smart kid, another one that, you know, I think keeps kids upbeat and brings everybody up with him, and just has that positive attitude, that big old smile when he's successful. And then, as I said, Dallas Kimmenaugh, you got to be, proud of him. He's whatever he's listed at here. I don't know how accurate that is, but he's 165 against tonight, and he gave it his all. He's 165 going against 245 there at the nose. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that the guts and the glory. You know, you got to have guts to get the glory, and I think our kids, after they reflect back on the season, they played with a lot of guts. They should have some, you know, be proud of what they've done and move on from there. And, you know, it's one of life lessons. You don't always get that the golden egg at the end of the season, but we tried our hardest and we worked our best. We just came out on the short end tonight.
Yeah, 8-3, not anything to be too ashamed about. 8-3, a pretty good season for you guys.
Yeah, it is, and that's there aren't very many teams 8-3 right now. You know, and so it's something that expectations are high at St. Cecilia, and that's a good thing, because if you have high expectations, a lot of times you shoot for those expectations. You might fall a little short, but yet it's a good thing, because if you don't have any expectations, who knows how good you can be and who knows where you're going to be. So I just think we're going to build on this season. The kids have had a taste of success at the younger levels, younger kids, and they've seen what our seniors provided, and we'll move on from there. And I know that, you know, Coach Tesmer will do a great job with getting us ready, coaches and kids. And, hey, we're going to try to make another run at this thing again next year when the time rolls around.
Coach, appreciate all the efforts and all your cooperation throughout the year. Like we said, congratulations on a good season, 8-3.
Thank you. Right now, it's bitter. It's a bittersweet. It's a sting. You know, it's a hurt. But yet, not too many people can play or play an 11th game tonight. So that's something we just need to be positive about and think about, is that, you know, yes, it does hurt, but we've had a good season. And we're able to walk off the field knowing that we played well. We can hold our heads high, and we can just give thanks, because we've been blessed with great players, number one, very good coaches, number two, outstanding parents, and great community support. And so we got a lot of things to be grateful for, and grateful for you guys and what you do for our school system as well.
Okay, appreciate it. Randy Aaron's the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawks tonight dropping 1-2 Battle Creek by a score of 21-14. Tell you what, we're going to wrap up things here tonight. We're going to head to Donovan. We'll get you the final couple of minutes of that ball game as Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over North Platte St. Platts tonight by a score of 42-20. They are in the fourth quarter of play, so we'll wrap up here and get you up to Donovan tonight and get you the conclusion of that exciting ball game up there. For Jimmy Purcell, for John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. Coverage of high school football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio.